on
Log Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good, baby boy, baby girl, where the fuck it is? Pause, the homo. I think if you say no homo, you're a homo. I guess I'm saying I'm a homo, but I'm not a homo. I love pussy. I always will love cucha, chocha, whatever the fuck you say in Spanish. I will always love that mushy, wet shit until the day I die. And when I die, if possible, if I still can smash off, I'm still going to be loving women. So, I don't know how these guys is, you know, messing with the same kind, but I'm sorry. There's only one pole in the bedroom, and that's my pole. Whether it's in the bedroom, in the pool, in the back of the fucking car, in a movie theater, you know, in the bus, outside, in the park, in the woods, getting bit in my ass by ticks. How the fuck, where is that? There's only one pole. That's me. I mean, it could be one or two holes. Got to soften, wet, and moisty, mushy. Okay. Now, let me correct that, because somebody would still be an asshole and dig deeper into it. So there's only one pole, mine, and two women that were born, well, one woman, or two, or three, or four, or five, whatever. But I only mess with the opposite sex, with that was born with a pussy and a clit. You was born with a clit and a pussy? You're my type of woman. Welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ holding it down. This is the station that you speak your mind. We've been gone for a minute, but now we're back to hold the fuck down. Now, I have a time set for 53 minutes, but I'm actually going to reschedule that so it'll be an hour and 53. We're going to be live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We've been gone for a minute, but now we're back, and we're getting shit started. Popping, cracking, yakulating, whatever the fuck words y'all use out there in the real world. This is Radio Land, so anywhere in the real world, whatever the fuck y'all use, that's what y'all use. I'm not trying to shit on nobody. You know what I mean? Listen to four of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, boastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like the Tom Buckwild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then please, believe me, you will be in love with this one. True story. It is what it is. I'm your host, GQ. I'm GQ Too Smooth. We got Fresh. He's on his way. We got LE. He's on his way. We got SD. He's on his way. And we got motherfucking Six Fizzle. He's on his way. We might even be having a little bit of guests stopping by here and there, here for say. And we're going to get a little, you know what I mean? SD's going to definitely hit us off with the, you know, the real talk. What's going on in the streets of New York? You know what I mean? That shit rhyme. Real talk. What's going on in the streets of New York? Whoa! That has to be a rapper. Nah, I really shouldn't. But anyway, that's just a little bit about us. Hit us up on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. That's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And we do our thing. Now, I have tons of new music, tons and tons of new music coming off. And we will be getting into new music probably tomorrow, because you know, it's downloading right now. Big shout-outs to DJ White Owl. Drop that! You know what I mean? DJ White Owl and GQ know each other real well. And with that being said and done, DJ White Owl was like, you know what? I'm going to drop you some tracks. So, you know, he likes me with, you know, some tracks and shit. He looks me out on, on the hip-hop news when I need to know it. So, you know, big shout-out to you. Also, I ain't going to shout nobody out. I got to give a big shout-out to DJ Clue. Don't know him, but I knew this nigga since that nigga was making mixtapes. Fucking the, what was it? DJ Clue. Man. Matter of fact, it's right here. Yes, DJ Clue, show me the money. That tape was the shit. And if I could find the CD to this, that shit would be lovely. I still got the old school tape, though, man. Got DJ Cool on the side of it. Then they got, you know, for parties and all that shit, the number to hit them up at. Master Tapes, DJ Clue, the 3? And he had one side for the niggas and one side for the ladies. And then on the front cover of the tape, it was a fucking Benz. It was a Benz. It was a Benz CLK Coupe 420, a blue one. They had a cell phone with a question mark over it, and then a roll of hundreds. I'm pretty sure it was all ones, because back then DigiCool was popping, but he wasn't popping like he's popping now. Well, he's already popping now, because I haven't heard from DigiCool in a long time. But it is what it is. Big shout out to all the ladies out there. See, we got a lot of changes going on in Angry Bastard Radio. You know what I mean? We got upcoming sports events, you know, the popping. Yo, whatever's L.E. And then that's our spokesman right there. Then we got Six Fizzle. He's the angry bastard. He's the angriest motherfucker on the show. So we're all angry bastards, but he's the angriest. He's also the oldest. So with that being said and done, he lets us know what's going on in the anger side point of view. You know what I mean? And then we got SD telling us what's going on in the hood near you. It could be Staten Island, Jersey, New York, Connecticut, where the fuck he is. He lets us know, and what we do is we spice it up. See, I play an instrumental, and then whatever the name of the song or the name of the artist or whatever, if he's going to try to dress it up. Like, if I'm playing Locked Up by Akon Styles P, he'll be like, yeah, so you know what I mean? So as I was walking, I was like, damn, yo, my man just got locked up, and they ain't going to let that nigga out for a long time, you know what I mean? He throws with it like that. That's how niggas do. And me, as you know, I give you the hip-hop news on what's going on and all that shit. We're going to have guests from here on. And don't forget, ladies, don't forget me eyes. I'll be calling y'all me eyes. Me eyes means look. Don't forget me eyes. We're having a special day on Angry Bastard Radio, since we love Spanish women, on Angry Bastard Radio. Every Friday is Latin Fever Friday. Y'all didn't hear me. Let me say it again. Every Friday is Latina fucking Friday. Yo, did they hear me? Nah, they didn't hear. Yo, did they hear me? Nah, they didn't hear me. I'm gonna say it again. Fuck it. I'm gonna say it again. Latin Fridays. Every Friday on Angry Bastard Radio from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we get it rocking. Playing reggaeton, talking about what's going on in the reggaeton news. I mean, we're trying to even spice it up with real talk to see if we could come up with some real talk here on what's going on in the streets and from a poppy standpoint, you know? And we got Fresh the Cuban, nigga. Fresh the Cuban. The Cuban Fresh. Fresh Cuban. Cuban Fresh ass nigga. Whatever you want to call him. I mean, we got him over there. Well, of course, he has to, you know, get his family before the high tide comes back. So while it's low tide, he's going to, you know, collect the rest of his family. You know what I mean? Get some coconuts as well. And then, you know, run back over here, get on the phone, like, boom, it's good. This is your poppy coop, whatever, you know, whatever the fuck they do. You know what I mean? As well as pictures, women been saying that, nice pictures, but why are you always making goofy-ass faces and this and that? Because that's the angry side of me. So, ladies, I will be lacing y'all off with a little bit of some smoothness, all right? Like I said, I got a haircut today. Actually, I ain't get it for like, what, maybe a week. But I'm still looking fresh. So I might just take a couple of snapshots here and there, and put them up on there for people out there. So I'll be like, okay, true. GQ is too smooth. He's too smooth for the word smooth. He should be something else. Like, you know, is he fly or is he just smooth? Or is he just handsome? I mean, what the fuck is going on? He's definitely not pretty, because that's some baggy shit. But he's handsome. I know, ladies. I know. Calm down. I'm single, but my heart is taken. Big shout-out to the lady that has my heart. Do me a favor. Don't leave my heart, you know, just around. You know, if you want, just lock it in a safe. Because, you know, if you definitely fall into the wrong hands. Big shout out to Nana, holding it down in Brooklyn. Big shout out to Cuba Cava. I don't know where the fuck she's at. But big shout out to her. Big shout out to Peggy. Everyone knows who Peggy is. I'm not going to go deeper classifies, but big shout out to Peggy holding down in North Jersey. Big shout out to the nigga that I put in the full Nelson and took his chain. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm not a violent man, but I don't have to be. But, that was just a little clip from motherfucking Freaky Zeke's. I put the nigga in the full Nelson, and then, you know, little did he know, but I popped his chain. Because that's how Freaky Zeke's down. Freaky Zeke's a funny motherfucker. Where's Cameron at? Does anybody know? We'll get to deeper into that later on in the show. I don't know where the fuck Cameron is. Maybe he's somewhere in his mom's basement doped up. Because we all know Cameron used to be a fiend. Yes, he used to be a fiend. He used to be a fiend. But a little bit of that. Light up if you got it. I'm not lit up. I'm acting the stupidest motherfucker, and I'm not lit up. That's impressive. That goes to show that I don't need to. But fuck it. I love to do it anyway. Anyway, big shout-out to Chocolate. Big shout-out to Chocolate. Big shout-out to La Boricua. Big shout-out to Lynn, holding it down, a.k.a. Lindsay. And big shout-out to all of Brooklyn, East New York, Brownsville, Bed-Stuy, Park Slope. Big shout-out to QU. Big shout-out to motherfucking... Big shout-out to Veronica. Holding it down in QU. Big shout-out to, big shout-out to everybody. I'm done making fucking shout-outs. Big shout-out to Susie Q. I'm done making fucking, making shout-outs. So, I'm about to just fucking lace y'all. I heard a song the other day on the radio. I think it's called Diva. I really don't like, what's this chick's name? Beyonce. I really don't like her. But I was banging to that shit. And I'm like, I'm like a diva. And the beat is off the chain. So I'm like, damn, who sings this song? I went to go look up who was Beyonce. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But, shit is hot. Big shout out to Ace Money. Big shout out to One Word. Big shout out to Danny Dan. Big shout out to Pat B. Fly. Big shout out to Backass Black. Big shout out to AJ. Big shout out to all of South Jersey and Philly, period. You know what I mean? Big shout out to California. There's a lot of California love up in here. I need to fucking download that song and get on top of my game. Big shout out to Blog Talk Radio. And I should have said this first. Big shout out to the GOD. God. Allah. Jehovah. Buddha. You know? Whatever else you call him, just big shout-outs and big shout-outs to Jesus Christ. You already know what it is. Right now, we're about to play Jadakiss, Young Jeezy, and Busta Rhymes. I forget the word, so I'm not even going to fucking say the word. But keep it locked. It's your boy GQ, Angry Bastard Radio. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. Way we run shit. See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. And I'm back with the crack, and a thug, and a drug, nigga black. The best to do it, we only deal with the facts, bitch. Blazing and I'm so amazing on the tracks, bitch. And I jump, and I skip, and I hop. Flip over niggas like gymnastics. Watch the way I come and I'm giving the streets asses. Bastards. Niggas know I'm the king of the classic. Drastic pleasures. I'm spreading like a rash. Rich clashes. In session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, niggas respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap, God persona, God thriller. God body in the flesh. Call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent. Dominant niggas respect my conglomerate.
Just respect my conglomerate.
Yeah.
Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo,
just respect my conglomerate.
Fuck my moves,
though. Just respect my conglomerate.
I got them all up, swole up.
Keep fighting, bro.
See them rolls closed up, soon those open up. Hey, ladies, you liking what you're seeing? American gangsta, my straps European. Came with a scope, got a Navy feel. Like an ambush, niggas like the Navy SEAL. My defense line, looking like some linebackers. Most ex-cons, all the half-car niggas. Partners with them same, yeah, we call them contracts. And if your invoice right, then they might contract. 40 cal, looking sweet on them honeycomb seats. Just like Kathy, my Sean freak. Get you what you want, just not ain't deep. Yeah, 13 a slit, got the Mayrod seat. 2 for the Madonna, out of Mayrod free. You know I brought the whole team, so we ain't right deep, yo.
We are the best, and you agree with me, right?
Uh-huh.
No need to debate. The way we fight.
See, we're kinda like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
You know, while your mother's cooking the macaroni today, I figure I'd sit down and talk to you since you're old enough. You know, it's time that you really realize what this family's all about. Because about this time is when you're going to be able to join in and earn some real money and real cash. But before you do that, I want to teach you a little bit about loyalty. The main name of this game is respect and loyalty. Family is a big thing. When we do this kind of business, everything is with respect. And when a family member gets out of line and another family don't like it, one thing leads into another, and the next thing you know, you're gone. And then you're just a memory of me. My heart's broke then. But you gotta remember, there's always family and loyalty. Loyalty is the main thing. Obviously, you know I don't make my money. I don't make all my cash from going to work every day. All these construction jobs we do and sanitation and private stuff is all from earning money through the family. And since you're of age now, I think it's time that I taught you what coming into the family and respect is all about. So the first thing you gotta learn is the name respect. That means you don't cross somebody, you don't go over the line. Once you go over that line, there's no coming back, whether you're a member of a family or not. That's when people get whacked. And we don't want nobody whacked in our family. So I gotta teach you the proper way of respect. When you're earning money, everybody earns. Everybody eats bread. It's all about cash money. That's what it's all about, making the money. So the first thing of business is this. You remember your name, you don't forget your roots. You never ever disrespect anyone that's above you, especially your capo, especially the big time guys. Those are the guys you listen to. You never ever disrespect anyone unless you're told to, unless you get the okay. And if there's no sit down, there's nothing.
Right out, drop that.
Yeah.
Me.
I'm much too much. Ashes to ashes, just slaying the dust. I'm a hustler. In God we trust. Yeah. In God we trust. Me. I'm much too much. Ashes to ashes, just slaying the dust. I'm a hustler. In God we trust. Yeah. In God we trust. I swing to the fans, all in a bad mood.
Uh-huh.
They want that Uber maneuver that dope the dog food. With the eight, we headed out of state.
Yeah.
On the I-95 with V8 plates.
Yeah.
Stick to the speed limit, speed past eight. Switch drivers, we ain't swerving on the interstate. I double up, cut the V with the methadone. You take a hit now, you'll be back later on.
Shoot.
Ride that white horse on that white sand. That'll bring it down, that fifth skill will bring it up, man. I got bundles and G-packs of that. Right in the stash where my Mac be at. 1G, 2G, 3G, 4. 10G's, you fucking with a hustler ball. Next trip, a nigga had 10 G's more. Half a brick of dope and an 8 for raw. Yeah, you can say I'm one smart black ball. Name Curtis Jackson, but my license is more. Come on. I'm much too much. Ashes to ashes, you slain the dust. I'm a hustler. In God we trust, yeah. In God we trust me. I'm much too much. Ashes to ashes, you slain the dust. I'm a hustler. In God we trust, yeah.
Normally what we do on this show, we got 35 minutes left. What we normally do is, you know, we give time for the rest of my crew to come in the building. you know, some motherfuckers got shit to do. Some people aren't free until, you know, 7:30. You know, sometimes 8 o'clock. So, this is a special welcome back session. I did the shout-outs. I did what the show was all about as far as prank calls. When I get paid this Thursday, I'm going to go buy me a throwaway phone. Before you know, we're going to be prank calling like a motherfucker. Be better than the Jerky Boys. It'll be the black version of the Jerky Boys. Only better. Wise ass. Anyway, right now I'm just playing a couple of, you know, new tracks. They might not be new to you, but they're fairly new. And it's like I'm pretty much downloading tracks so I can prepare for tomorrow's show. We do sound unsigned artist shit. Like, you know what I mean? If you're an unsigned artist and you want to get out there, motherfuckers do, we do get crazy hits. You know what I mean? We get a lot of hits, a lot of listeners. So with that being said and done, if you want to, like, I got mad beats. If you want to call up and just freestyle, lay something down, you know, just put yourself out there, by all means, we can do that. If you want to battle rap somebody, we got SD. He gets the shit in. So if you want to think you better than him, by all means, call him up on and battle rap him, you know? Let's see what's going on. As far as if you got tracks and your own beat, if you got, like, your own tracks and shit, just send them to my email address. That's the number 3, weysmen@gmail.com. That's 3 wise men at gmail.com. Once again, that's the number 3, weysmen@gmail.com. And send us your tracks or whatever, you know. We'll put them on the show. We'll, you know, do like a little, you know, oh, do you hate it or love it type shit. I'm a beat man, so if the beat is hot, I'm going to like it regardless. I'm like, yo, that shit was hot. And then I'm listening to the lyrics. So if your shit is, the beat is hot and your deliverance is on point, then we will continue playing your show, I mean your songs. And, you know, like I said, we're definitely a radio show on the rise. There's good things happening. We started a year and a half ago, and now we're doing our thing. And now we're getting so much love from you people, and it's like I'm loving it. And that just means that by next year, this time, we might either have a deal or be even higher. You know what I mean? So God is good, and God's doing his thing, and you got to take it step by step. You can't just be blessed with it right then and there, because then you won't have no type of learning process. So when you blow it away, you'd be nervous. Oh, my God, what do I do? So you have to struggle and crawl before you walk. Yeah. Woo! And that's without, you know, that's without me lighting up. So when I light up, I'm even more, you know, out of control. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving with some more brand new music or, you know, kind of new music. Damn. If y'all have Call of Duty or anybody out there has Xbox 360 and, you know, you want to, you know, you want to fucking, you want to get your ass whooped on Call of Duty? Yo, fucking cat doesn't realize she has these sharp-ass nails. Then, by all means, hit me up on that email. Let us know your gamer tag, whether it's male or female. I'm actually looking for a female players to play with, because, I mean, dudes is cool, and we bust it up, I mean, we laugh, crack jokes, but it ain't nothing like playing with some females, you know what I mean? So I'd be like, oh, damn, shorty, you got, you know what I mean? Like, shit on the phone is cool, but it's, can we have, like, a couple of sprinkles of females in there? Anyway, this girl, one of my homegirls, she's my homie, my ride or die chick, homie, you know what I mean? She's like one of those girls that if you was to have sex with her, you feel like you had sex with your sister. Like, she's cool as shit. And she actually just got into the Xbox 360. And she's getting her skills up on Call of Duty. So she just texted me that she's going to be out there until 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, damn, that shit is crazy. That's a long time to be out. Like, she's hooked. Anyway, we're going to fucking We're going to keep it moving, man. This is D-Block, New Generation, Snipe Life. Keep locked on Angry Bastard. Maverick, you know what? I have a feeling we got a lot of newcomers, and I don't think they like that hardcore shit. You know, pretty sure they're Lil Wayne fans, so let me play some Lil Wayne real quick. Because, let's see, do I have any Fabo? Fabulous and Game. I don't want to play that shit. I'll play it because I don't want to play it. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that want to hear Fabulous, and they like games, so I guess I'll play it. I don't like Fabulous. He fell off the map. And this nigga, he looks like a derelict. Like, he might have no fuck that. We're not playing that. We're going to play Freeway, Chopped and Screwed. It seems like we get a lot of, you know, I hear a lot. Women always, oh, that's my shit, Chopped and Screwed. So this is going out to the ladies, Chopped and Screwed, the freeway version. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
A few new Benzes outside that we hop into. It's a blizzard outside, then we hop in trucks. We rockin', make them pop lockin' stuff. Up north, brothers, then we choppin'. Screw, take your baby mama shopping, knocking. Boots gotta scream, the only oxen free. Oxen free, she jockin' free. Best flow, I got the rubbers, get your lover in the mood. Take your lover from the side of the stage to the room. That's just tryna get paid, tryna charge me for the whoop. 90, she say others pay. Well, free don't do what others do. Matter of fact, I gave her the money for that. Right before she thought she got me, I got her one in the purse and put the $100 back. Yeah. That's right. What I look like, Timmy Tucker, neighborhood sucker? That's right. East Coast. T-Pain, holla at your boy.
DJ White Out.
That's the life that I chose, that's all I know. chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our godforsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. Don't please, don't please, don't please, don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Welcome back, it's your boy GQ holding on, holding it down in Angry Bastard Radio. I'm about to get up into these, we have an hour and 18 minutes left. The gods, well actually with the god, the god. Hey, what's up, this is Angry Bastard Radio, the boys are back special. The station that lets you speak your mind. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 9 p.m. Right now, we're about to get into the hip-hop news. Can I have some background music, please? Some background music, please. Thank you. Excuse me. Background music? Background music. Can we have some background music? Come on, y'all. I'm in the fire in the guy that's in charge of the fucking switchboard. Oh, that would be me. I'm the one that's in charge of it. Nah, I'm not going to fire my own self. Make any sense? Alright, let's go. Put that on. This beat is pretty hot. If I had some freestyles, I would definitely get it jumping. It's your boy GQ. Time for hip hop news. Come on. Come on. Come on. People, hold on. I'm waiting for my, you know, my internet sucks. That's why I'm in process of trying to get my own computer. Get my own computer. And then it'll be a wrap. All right, this is all about hip-hop news and gossip the way you want it. 50 Cent and Rick Ross take the beef to the airwaves. This nigga's a fat bastard. This silly drama just will not end. Here are some audio links if you care to listen. I guess you people want to listen, huh? But before we get down with that, celeb spotted. Jay-Z and Chris Brown. Where the fuck was he spotted at? Oh, last night Jay-Z was spotted courtside at the Lakers versus New York Knicks game, which, of course, was held at Madison Square Garden in New York City, New York. Expect him and B to be there later this week as LeBron heads to New York for a game midweek. Alright, that's Chris Brown. He thought this nigga's not driving a Neon. Oh, y'all, he was driving a red Ferrari down Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles, California. Okay. And which one do you feel sorry for the most? Keisha Cole's? Or what the fuck is that? Is that Keisha Cole's? Who's on the cover? Oh, no, that's Rihanna. Rihanna and Keisha Cole's, who do you feel sorry for the most? Question of the day. And then, let's see. This career-ending psychic video. Oh, wow. Look, Ace Fox is now a psychic, y'all. What kind of shit is this? Fucking, this career-ending psychic video that Vivica A. Fox is currently in that looks like it was from 1998 on a Saturday morning around 10:28 a.m. before the original George Foreman grill came out. So sad. Update. Vivica A. Fox contacted BV Buzz exclusively to address the matter and a statement that the star of Two can play that game and so forth sent via email. Late Monday night, she declared, Vivica A. Fox is no friend of the Psychic Friends Network. Fox is alleging that the footage circulating online is using her unauthorized likeness, footage, voice, and photographs as an endorsement of their service. Additionally, the actress is demanding that the Psychic Friends Network cease and desist immediately with use of the video and images. Details about why the video was shot or how the images were obtained by the Psychic Friends Network were not explained, of course. 50 Cent was dead serious. Talks with Rick Ross' baby mama. Oh, shit. 50 Cent is a man of his word. The G-Unit General continued to fuck up Rick Ross' life by releasing a new video in which he introduces everyone to Rick Ross' baby mama. In the video, Tia, said that Rick Ross is full of shit, saying she is embarrassed by Ross because his jewelry is rented. Ooh, ho, ho, ho. And possibly not real. Ah. And that his cars are leased. That's a damn shame. 50 mentions that Rick Ross has a daughter by Brooke, who 50 says is a call girl, showing a magazine with a picture of the girl, calling them really exclusive whores. Continuing with the Tia, or Ty, interview, 50 makes it clear that Ross was a correctional officer as Ty Ortia says she found handcuffs and letters showing he stepped down from the position. Rick Ross' baby mama goes on to talk about how their two-year battle over child support, saying Ross even took her vehicle, leaving her without a ride to pick up her child, well, their child. 50 says, you will be seeing more in her later as we get a chance to do different things. the GG the General says, we have other things to do, as he proceeds to take Ty on a shopping spree, making sure to stop and show a picture of Rick Ross and his mother, saying she likes, saying she looks like the Nutty Professor. Wow, it's crazy. So I guess this man, 50 Cent, is really real disrespectful. He's going to start dating this call girl Rick Ross calls a baby mom. Such a damn shame. Another toll for the game. This PC head baby. The game is preparing to head out on a 27-stop tour across the United States later this month, kicking off in Game's home of California on February 18th. The tour will go all over states before it wraps up in New York on March 21st. Game's latest album, LAX, hit stores back in August of 2008 and was sold around 660,100 copies, according to Nielsen SoundScan. HBO's Entourage star Kevin Connolly directed the game's latest video for camera phone that features Neo. In related news, the game recently joined Little John and Ice Cube for Killers. The new track is a remake of Eazy-E and MC Ren's, or actually it's MC Ron's, Two Hard Mothers. It's pretty deep, ain't it? Yeah, I know. Well, we got 1 hour and 10 minutes left. Let me put on another beat. Another beat. Let's see, what can I... Woo! Yeah, we got to put this joint on right here. Hold on. Matter of fact, I'm going to just put this joint on because this song is my shit. So, you know, let's go. Yeah, y'all hear it. I can feel it in here. I can feel it in here. In here. Let it go down, let it flow down, cause I'm around. I ain't too smooth, they call me GQ. Anyway, wanna hang out with JT and Tip? You wanna hang out with JT and Tip? T.I. is auctioning off a chance to visit him during a taping of his new video, Dead and Gone, that features Justin Timberlake. The behind-the-scenes access will benefit Urban Farming, a non-profit organization that is dedicated to eradicating hunger and greening the environment. Current bid for the exclusive Tip JT experience is at $450, and you have until February 4th to put in your claim. The Dead and Gone video shoot will take place in LA on February 5th. During the infamous Grammy Week, Tip is nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, including Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance by a Duo, or Group category for Swagger Like Us with Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Kanye West. Diddy slapped with a lawsuit. This guy's a fucking idiot. He has money, but he's an idiot. Diddy has been sued for allegedly stealing the design for his bottle of his new fragrance, Unforgivable. Tom Patty says the cologne's packaging is a ripoff of two copyrighted tabletop glass sculptures he designed in the 1980s called Compacted Gray with Clear and Ribs and Modulated Solar Airframe. Unforgivable hit stores in February of 2006. An Unforgivable Sensual Body Spray and a collector's edition followed, not to mention the Unforgivable Multi-Platinum. Sounds like an interesting collabo. Oh, this fucking clown. Nearly 7 months after the release of his Grammy Award nominated album, Untitled, Nas says he's just chilling out these days. Oh, wait a minute, that's Nas? That's Nas? Okay, I thought it was fucking Marcus Houston. My bad. Let me take that back. I apologize about that. Nas says he's just chilling out these days, trying to get myself together creatively and just keeping my head all straight to figure out what the next move is. That said, the rapper tells Billboard he's put down a few ideas for new songs on his BlackBerry and that he has a couple of special things up his sleeves that should be unveiled in the next few weeks. That's about all he says about them, although he promises that one of the projects is history. After guesting on records by Young Jeezy, The Game, DJ Khaled, and Keisha Cole, what the fuck am I talking about, Keisha Cole in 2008, he has a couple of other features lined up for the new year, including a shot on Dr. Dre's Detox, whenever the fuck it comes out, because, I mean, it's just supposed to be out a long time ago. He says that he did a joint, and he thinks it's crazy. Nas says of working with Dre. He says he's someone I'd love to do a whole album with one day. He's incredible. I think he's the best producer of all time. Nas is up for two Grammys at the February 8th ceremony in Los Angeles, including Best Rap Album for Untitled. In all honesty, the fact that hip-hop is even at that stage now, for a guy like Lil Wayne to even be nominated for the Best Album Grammy and me to be nominated, it's just a blessing, he says. Whether I win or lose, I'm happy hip-hop made it that far. Yes, it did, my brother. And with idiots like fucking Soulja Boy and Lil Wayne and Cam'ron, it seems like hip-hop is easy as shit to, you know, be a part of nowadays. All you got to do is do a bunch of metaphors and it's a rap. You know, I mean, the whole fucking shit is life, and I like this and like that, and I jumped over a hoop like this, and I smash your face like. Is that what hip-hop is? My brother SD, is that what hip-hop is?
Hip-hop.
Is hip-hop full of likes?
Hip-hop is what you make it, man.
Oh, so it can be likes.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, I respect that. SD in the fucking building. Y'all already know what like it is. Like I told y'all, I said the crew don't ever come in until 7:30, or the most they come in around 8 o'clock, especially if I, you know, make a two-hour series. So, like I said, Angry Bastard Radio, the boys are back special. The boys are back. Full effect. We got a lot of trouble to fucking spew out. Lord. So, my brother?
Laying low right now.
Laying low?
Ducking them Elroys.
Those what?
Ducking them Elroys.
Yeah, nigga. What's good with the real talk, man? We got any real talk for these people out here?
Real talk.
So these motherfuckers know that it's real talk, like, you know what I mean? It can be real serious at any given moment.
I got some real talk for the people, I guess. Sure, why not?
Well, I'm going to pass the mic to my brother SD, holding it down. Ladies, he's not to be fucked with. I mean, he is. He can be fucked with certain ways, lady-wise. But haters, it's not to be fucked with. We're all not to be fucked with. I mean, you can keep hating because it lets us know that we're doing something right. So it is what it is. Let me get some background music. I don't know if you'd be able to start it off with the background music. So I'm going to just put some bullshit on. And then I'm going to let you get your shit in. And then I'm going to just switch them up. Yeah. All right, nigga.
All right, motherfucker. Oh, man, where do I begin?
Angry Bastard Radio.
Where do I begin? Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm going to start here. Motherfuckers. Something wrong with niggas, man. Like, there's something wrong with niggas. Not black people. Something wrong with niggas.
Niggas.
Because when black people start acting like niggas, you just game over. Like, you might as well just pack your bag and move somewhere. This dickhead nigga, I ain't gonna put my son on blast or whatever, I ain't gonna say his name. But this nigga, come on, he wants to move. He say he wanted to move out of New York. But, you know, he wanted to go on a little paper chase or whatever, you know what I mean? So he moved out of New York for a little minute. And, you know, he winds up, you know, somewhere down south. So, you know, he's chilling. I guess he's doing what he do or whatever. And I ain't hear from him in, like, maybe, like, 5 months, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, this nigga calls me up out of the, out of the blue, out of nowhere, like, yo, what's good, I'm like, yeah, what's poppin' or whatever, dude, like, what are you really doing out there, like, I mean, what's going on? He's like, yo, I got caught in the loop, I think I might be doing some time. I'm like, oh, lust. So, man, what happened, like, what's really going on? He's like, alright, boom, you know, I'm out here, I'm trying to get money, I'm trapping, I'm getting dough and shit, and my son comes up to me, my nigga comes up to me, and he puts me on, like, yo, know what I mean, you want to get some paper, I got a nice little jug for you. You run up in there, son got at least no less than 20 stacks, and he got work. So, he's like, all right, I'm listening. So they talking amongst each other. First things first, I don't know why these dickheads didn't come up with some kind of plan before they did what they did. So, niggas gather up together or whatever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they outside the joint, they kids in the joint or whatever, not knowing the whole time Duke that's in his house has the drop on these niggas already.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, niggas in his lab, he's chilling, so these niggas go to the backyard. That's what gave it away. That's what really, really gave it away. These niggas went to the backyard and son got the motion. Son got the motion. What the hell did that chick just say to me? She said something. Anyway, so he got the motion lights in his backyard. So he's like, all right, niggas, trying to creep from the rear. So son goes into the bathroom and he's sitting in the bathroom on the toilet. These niggas break in the lab. Tie the nigga shorty up. Try and shut the dog up. They didn't know there was more than one dog, but they shut the dog up or whatever. And you know, they trying to loop. They trying to get everything. They trying to get that cash. So boom, and the mix of niggas trying to get that cash. Pool hops out the bathroom. So with the drop on these niggas. So mm-hmm. I'm like, he's like, that nigga's better recognize who I am out here. Like, that better recognize who I am out here. So boom, he kicks the door open. Bang. Niggas turn around. Bang. First shot go off. It's me, my son, man, get hit in his face. Bang. The second shot go off. His other man gets hit in his leg. Man, I just like in the stomach. Bottom, the third shot go off. My man gets hit in the leg. A retaliation shot comes from somebody's hammer. It hits someone in the chest. Hits the back, drop on him in the chest or whatever. So my son's like, ah, he hop out the window. Boom. He hit the floor. He said he passed out. The dogs is biting his ass up while he passed out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got mad dog marks, bite marks on the deal or whatever. I guess the dog was biting in his ass when he was knocked out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, the ambulance and the police is there. So the ambulance take me, you know, to the hospital or whatever. He think it's ripping my clothes off. And I forgot it. He said he forgot he had crack in his butt.
Oh.
So the crack fall out his butt. So he's like, oh yeah, you're definitely going down. Regardless of what happened now, we know you're going down. Like, know what I mean? So, nigga gets hit with breaking and entering. He gets hit with attempt murder. He gets hit with possession of a firearm. He gets hit with possession with intent to sell. That's like 15, 20 years right there already.
Damn.
Somehow, and he said his man is snitching on him.
That's not good.
So, if he cops out, he said he'll get 10. In all actuality, he'll probably do 4.5, maybe 5, maybe 6. What I'm thinking is, if y'all niggas is running up in somebody's lab, y'all doing all that, why is all of y'all niggas going for the same pot? Why ain't one nigga going for the pot? The other nigga watching the nigga that's going for the pot, and the other nigga ready to shoot anything that's moving.
Yeah.
Why is everybody's back turned? To danger.
Man. Did she run out?
Yeah, she ran out. Yeah.
Don't make
go ahead.
It just don't make sense to me, people. Maybe y'all can make, maybe, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But...
So pretty much, that nigga, he's not gonna be, he's not gonna,
That's why he got caught, because his leg broke. He got hit with that 9 in his leg.
Damn. So he's not still balling.
Nah, he's not balling.
He's not balling.
He's not balling.
At all.
Horrible situation. Sticky, terrible situation for that man. You know, it works out how it works out.
Well, I feel sorry for that brother. It sucks because, you know what I mean, the crack actually added towards the drama.
I'll just dig a plot for your hearse now. Dig a hearse for your plot now.
Well,
it is what it is.
Nah, I'm on the radio. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. What is that about?
What's what about?
It say I press 1 and it says, so hold on. It says, when I press 1, it says you are now in the host queue.
I don't know. It has a hand with a red arrow.
Right now, next to what? Next to my number?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
And now let's see if it's going now. Hold on. Is it gone now?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, I don't understand what that shit means. They added something to this bitch.
Yeah, they must have added something and just failed to tell me.
Need to find out what that shit is.
Yeah, it's back on.
Yeah, I just pressed the button again. I don't know what that's about.
Right, hold on, let me try. Of course not. Yeah. Go ahead, did you just push anything?
Nah, but I pressed 1.
Why'd you press 1?
Because that's what it said to press when I first called up.
Oh.
It said press 1 to be on the host queue or some shit like that. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I guess that's supposed to let you know someone's calling. Or I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Host queue. I mean, I can still hear you, so. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that means that you're now officially the host. Like, I'm a host, and you're a host.
Think so?
Yeah, or if I hang up, you'll be still connected as a host. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to figure that shit out someday.
Yeah.
Today's
Man, that story didn't really go with any of the instrumentals I had.
Yeah, I know. I tried. I only worked with the lock shit.
Yeah, that's the only one I think you really knew. The other two.
Yeah, I ain't know the mother chips. I'm like, I'm sitting here like, what the hell is that? I don't even know.
Yeah, I played Still Ballin' by Tupac. What else? I played T.I. No Matter What.
Niggas was talking about Pac the other day. Somebody was trying to bring him up the other day.
Oh, yeah, like what?
What you think niggas was saying, like?
Come on.
who's
better?
He's still alive, I'm telling you.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, word, Pac is alive for my eyes, man. I'm like, it's like, horrible as it is to admit Pac is not alive. For all you people out there that still think Pac is alive, Pac is not alive. I'm going to tell you exactly what Pac did to make you think that this nigga is still alive.
Hold on. Let me put something else. Let me put some Pac instrumental on so you all, you know, you do your thing.
It's very simple. Very, very simple. Like, it took me a little while to really think about it. Like, damn, like, what the hell? Like, all right. No doubt. He got me. He almost caught me. He almost had me thinking he was alive for a second, nigga. Tell you, this nigga Tupac was a very, very, very smart man, dog. Like, he was a very, very, very intelligent brother. I know everybody's seen nothing but Thug Life tatted across his chest and all that. This nigga was very wise, man. This nigga Tupac, like, niggas was always saying about Tupac, he was ahead of his time. And what ahead of his time means, this nigga, basically, he knew how he was gonna die. That's why when you hear all these tracks about, the nigga said in one track, he was like, what this nigga said? Visions of me murdered in cold blood and something like that. It's, you know what I mean? Like, basically saying, like, yo, like, everything, y'all niggas got it twisted. Like, y'all thought I was dead. I ain't really die. It was a setup and all this other crazy shit. Pac just made music as if the nigga was dead already, dog. That's all he did. Pac made music like he was living grave. So for all you dickheads that think Pac is alive, not alive. All he did was just make music from beyond his grave while he was alive.
But what do you mean? But what do you mean by beyond his grave?
All right, see how Tupac got shot in 94 or whatever?
Yeah.
When the nigga Big set him up, because we all know Big set him up, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Nigga Big set him up, all right, boom. So how would you, if somebody popped you, how else would you think, when you die, how else you think you're going to die? By somebody shooting you, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's all Pac did was basically say, all right, this is what's going to happen. Like, in one of his songs, he was like, I can't tell you what happened word for word and shit like that. Like, I really don't remember this nigga Pac versus because, you know, I really wasn't listening to the Pac that much. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, he's basically saying, like, all right, I'm going to get shot. You know what I mean? A lot of people's going to cry when I die. And he's just basically saying the basic shit that a nigga would say in his situation. You feel me? Like, I know niggas is gonna shoot me, so let me try to tweak my rap around and make niggas, you know, make it seem like it's something that it's not. You feel me? That'll keep my legacy going. All Pac did was just make music to keep his legacy going. So anytime you hear a message in his music, it's there for a reason, just to make you think he's still alive. You know what I mean? And then I it was some shit I heard on this on the Tupac Greatest Hit album, and it sounded like, to my ears, it sounded like it said, rest in peace to my motherfucking Biggie Smalls. That's what it sounded like it said.
Yeah, that's what I thought it said.
Like, know what I'm saying? So I'm like, when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. Then again, it could just be like, he figured Big was going to die, regardless, I mean, eventually. Like, you know what I mean? And
and he just fucking, man, it just happened, he just happened to say it on a track or some shit. Like, there was like some dude, he was like, well, what was going on with that one track? He was coming at the whole Bad Boy and didn't say nothing about Big. Did he know Big was dead already? Or he just knew what Big was, what was coming to him? I was like, hey, you got a little, you got a valid point. Like, I forgot what track that was, but he didn't say nothing about Big. He was just talking about Puff and the rest of them, C's and the rest of them niggas.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. Then he was like, I think Big set him up because he was talking about, Tupac was talking about fucking his wife.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Big got a back for that. I mean, all allegations, all that could be, you know, true, but you ask me, God, I think nigga Suge has something to do with it, God.
Of course. That's why he said it in one of his tracks, but I don't understand that part. Maybe he saw the griminess from a long time ago, but in the on the Machiavelli joint, he actually says in the beginning, Suge shot me. If you listen closely.
Somebody else had said that. That was Gaddafi that said that.
Oh, it sounded like Pac.
Yeah, that was Gaddafi that said that. I mean, that was Gaddafi's dead. But then you got to think about it. Gaddafi was Tupac's cousin. Why would Tupac fake his death so Gaddafi could die? Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
That would be real. If Pac is still alive and he got his cousin killed over some shit like this, Pac is a grimy nigga. I'm like, y'all, that's what all it is. Pac made music from beyond the grave, people. Pac is dead. Even though I had thoughts he was still alive at one point. That nigga dead. Give it
yeah,
up.
You got a lot of people saying, oh, no, Pac's in Cuba. No, Pac is in Aruba. No, he's in the Middle East. I mean, he's in a cave with Bin Laden. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, like, and I'm like, niggas like, yo, Pac was gone for this long. You think you can stay quiet this long, dog? Like, think Pac can keep his mouth shut this long?
Hey, that nigga got a big ass mouth.
Now they trying to set rumors like, oh, 2014 he's coming back. First it was 2003 he was coming back. 2003
uh-huh.
he didn't come back. All he did was all that happened was a movie came out. That Resurrection shit came out.
Uh huh.
So what? Another 7 years after that, he's supposed to come back like. So, in 2010, we supposed to hear something about Tupac?
Are we?
I mean, if niggas was going by their little seven day, that little seven thing.
Yeah.
He died, what, he died in 96, 03? Something came out about him?
96, 03, that's 7 years.
Yeah, now 96 to 03.
Yeah, niggas have just come out with something else.
The 03 to, what now? Oh, fucking, what, 2010 now? Something else was supposed to happen. Then in 2014, he's supposed to come back. Sorry. Right.
Yo, Ace Money. His nigga Ace Money. I just sent him a text about his show.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga's a clown. This nigga said, send me one more fucking text about your rehab show. I'm going to cut your fucking hands off and throw footballs at you.
Rehab show?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, brother.
You're going to cut my hands off and throw footballs at me.
All
That's
right.
harsh. That's very harsh.
I'm going to slice this girl's nipples and let the goat milk spew out.
He spewed. Ah!
How to get a nigga to call up.
Yeah.
You know, roasting his ass. He'll come out of nowhere like, what, nigga?
Word. What you saying, nigga?
Word.
The boys are back.
So
let's put that on the MySpace page.
I remember that day he was trying to play you. He was saying something, and the nigga says, you said that with an arc in your back. That shit was that funny.
Oh!
That nigga ain't stupid.
We got Billy the Kid in the building.
Yeah, what it do?
What it D, nigga. What it do, what it D?
You think Pac is alive, brother?
Pac is alive. That nigga's in London and shit.
Oh, man. You, not you, too. Not you too.
Nah, that nigga dead, man. That nigga's been dead since 96, man. It's just there's so much controversy on that shit. Niggas is on some different type shit because he was Muslim, you know what I mean? And Muslims don't get, you know what I mean, reincarnated, all this other. That nigga's dead.
Yeah, like, that is true, though. Like, who gets cremated the day after you get murdered, after a murder?
Yeah, man, but that nigga's dead. If he was going to come back after 7 years, he'd have been back already because they can't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying?
But
I know that nigga.
He can't come back. He come back, he got charges. Ain't that a
problem? After seven, that's why they saying after 7 years, that's why everyone keeps saying that 7 years shit. Because after 7 years, they can't touch him. He can come back if he really wanted to, but niggas can't fuck with him. Legally, they can't touch him.
Why not?
You can fake it because by law, they can't do nothing to you. Nigga, that's like double jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? You can't be charged with the same shit. Well, after 7 years, they can't fool with him. You can fake your death and they can't. That's how he got the shit, Machiavelli shit, man.
I just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. That nigga Parker is just a smart dude. Very smart nigga, man.
That nigga made music, but yo, he made
music. And movies.
He made music for the future.
He made music for the future and predicted all the shit that was happening. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. And this nigga even told the police who shot that nigga. Come on now, you heard Hail Mary. In the beginning, he told everybody Suge shot me. And he knew.
FB just told me that wasn't Pac.
That was Gaddafi, my nigga.
But like this, I don't give a fuck if it was Pac or not. It was on Pac album, so therefore that shit is Pac.
Yeah.
You dig? So that in my eyes, that's Pac saying that shit. And you know what I mean? Suge damn near shot that nigga. Suge in the same car as him. Got grazed on the shoulder, but Pac got lit up with 5 shots and died.
Nah, they said some shit about they found a bullet fragment in the back of his head.
Come on, man.
What about old Shook?
Yeah.
Nah, man. You know what? You know, I don't believe that shit. Because, you know what I'm saying? That shit would have been heavily televised that this nigga got hit just like Pac got hit. He went to the hospital just like Pac went to the hospital. Shook ain't go to the hospital that night. Nigga, I'm going to tell you this. How many niggas you know that I have bullet fragments in the back of their head and not go to the hospital? You dig? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That nigga was in the same car.
Niggas was like, he drove him to the hospital and all that. He ain't driving me to the hospital.
Come on, man. He ain't driving a nigga to the hospital, yo. The feds was right there. They just stomped out the dude in the casino.
Yeah.
At the Mike Tyson fight. They just stomped this nigga out. The feds was already looking for this dude.
And that shit was funny. That shit was funny in its own, because the nigga Pac was sitting there waiting for the nigga Shook.
Yeah.
The whole night the nigga sitting there waiting for the nigga Shook.
Yeah, and the cops talk about they looking for a Muslim man with a red and white polka dot bow tie. How many Muslims you know that got a red and white polka dot bow tie? Nigga, you can go down Canal Street and see like 50 of them niggas with the same shit on.
In the middle of the desert.
Yeah. Come on, man. They wasn't looking for that nigga. They knew what was popping for.
This is the strip, man. Nobody on the strip sees what happens.
Only one person. Nigga, I've been to Vegas. I stayed at the Excalibur. Nigga, it's not one person. Not one person. Something pop off. Somebody seen shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit is popping all day long. You got free prostitution. All them prostitutes that's standing there on the corner passing out flyers and shit. Y'all ain't seen nothing? Come on, be serious. And at the Mike Tyson fight, you didn't see
nothing? Niggas only got one pick of that whole night when they was riding, when Sugar Pop was riding around.
Come on, be serious, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody, there's no pics of the nigga after the nigga shot. There's no pics or nothing. He's in the hospital, nothing.
Then they show some bogus ass picture of him on the autopsy table with the X on his chest. That shit look like a straight dummy. Come on, man. I'm like,
that shit look mad fake, God.
Come on, man.
Like,
I mean, I know
they was supposed to be 6 photos of the nigga, but that's the only one y'all niggas put out is that one.
Yeah, right. Come on, man.
If a nigga took photos of Pac like that, God, or if anything like that, and niggas, why wouldn't you get the nigga's face? I know a nigga
yo,
like me.
It'd be
me,
the
like,
most televised shit that popped off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a nigga like me see a nigga Tupac laying on the ground dead. I'm getting that nigga's face, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I don't give a fuck about the rest of his body. I'm getting that nigga's face. Like, yo, this is that nigga Pop. I'm in his face.
Come on, man. They didn't want to give that nigga too much airplay because he was a black man that United States of America hated to begin with because he said, fuck the police. And he made albums about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So the United States of America already hated him. So they wasn't even going to give, you know what I'm saying, the people what they really wanted. And that was to find out if the nigga's really dead or not. They didn't want to put too much media coverage on it because that's free advertisement for, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop culture. But they didn't want to do that shit.
You seen this shit on YouTube?
Nah, what?
What?
You see that YouTube shit when they talk about they got video of the nigga Tupac alive and all that other shit?
Oh, yeah.
That nigga's
and
dead,
you
man.
Hear one of the, you hear one of the niggas in the back like, yo, hi, Pac and all that shit.
Yeah, I saw that shit, man. That shit.
I'm like, oh,
yeah, and it's funny because the dude's like, yo, man, I could get killed. But this one guy, he doesn't even show Pac. He just says, he shows like the back of Pac, like Pac. Like you see
a group
of niggas.
Did you see the one, you seen the one on YouTube with a nigga with the red bandana is the one talking about he's the one that popped off Pac?
Nah,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, this gay nigga, first of all, why would you, you know what I'm saying, go on YouTube and say you murked a dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then show your face. Like, yeah, I was the nigga that shot Pac, you know what I'm saying? Had the red bandana covering his face and everything. And then next thing you know, like 5 minutes through the joint, as he's running his mouth, he takes the bandana off and wonders why the police go to question him. What is wrong with niggas nowadays? Like the young girls, the white girls that kidnapped the shorty in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know what I'm saying? They kidnapped the girl and then beat the dirt off of her ass for like 3 hours and put that shit on YouTube. And then wonder why they got kidnap charges and battery charges and shit.
Because you fucking put the shit on YouTube. I mean, what are you, a fucking idiot?
Obviously.
Got fresh in the building.
I don't get it.
Hey, yo, Fresh, question. Is Pac still alive?
Is Pac still alive?
Yeah.
Nah, man, that nigga dead, bro.
Thank you. Niggas that's agreeing with the real, man. That nigga's dead, dog.
Nah, man, that nigga's dead. He ain't hiding in no Jamaica. He ain't in Mexico. All them videos, them niggas ain't got no proof, man.
No, bro.
If that was the case, that nigga would have been in Keisha Cole's video because she damn near bought that nigga's album.
Anybody can go and get some clip off of Tupac shit and make a fucking
a brand new hit
with Tupac.
Yeah.
Mom, Afeni Shakur said that Tupac had over 21 albums that were not even released yet.
You know why niggas think the niggas still alive? Because when you look at all of Pac's albums after he's died, he don't got nothing says rest in peace Tupac on it.
Exactly.
He talked
about Machiavelli all the time, so he always excluded that he was dead, but he was going to revive from the dead.
Yep,
that's what Machiavelli
that's talked
about. And that's how he wanted to get niggas, and that's how he got niggas. Because they think, oh, shit, this nigga's a love just because, oh, he came out with a new hit.
Not even that. That's not even close to being it. Like,
I don't know. Niggas are dumb. They think
that shit is true, God. You look at all the albums that came out after he died. You don't see Rest in Peace Tupac on none of them shit, dog.
Pac's still alive, man. That's what the world wanted to think. Pac's still alive.
They wanted to think how, yo.
Yo, but what I want to know, how true is that shit with that Mutulu Shakur? Is that really his people's?
For who?
I don't know.
Mutulu Shakur was an American gangster. Yeah, he was
that.
An American gangster. They had that shit up on BET saying that he was like Pac's dad, brother, something that had to do with Pac, though. But they had the same last name.
I don't know, though. That's a fucking question. Right. Like I was saying, if that nigga is alive and he got his cousin Merc like that, that's grimy.
Well, what if his cousin isn't Merc? He's alive with him.
Then that's some shit. Because that was the only person, now mind you, that was the only person who claimed to see who shot Tupac. feel me?
Yep.
So that's why the nigga, that's why I say it's not Pac on the beginning of that song that says that shit. I think it's fucking Gaddafi for the simple fact he's saying Shook killed him because he was going to rat on who killed Pac. Feel me?
Yeah. So who did he get body by? Whoever bodied him is probably the one who's trying to cover up.
Niggas are saying Shook pulled out a fucking gun and shot him. That's what niggas are saying.
And then they got that little subliminal message in the track saying that Shook shot him.
And then, I'm telling you,
yeah.
Like, but how is that if that night Shook supposedly killed him?
Telling it's not. I'm just going by the information. I got. They were saying it was Gaddafi because he was about to snitch on Shook for saying who killed Pac.
Oh, you talking about the other dude? You talking about the other dude?
The outlaw nigga that was in the outlaw.
Yeah. Well, shit, I mean, you gotta expect, dog. I mean, when you in that point, everybody tough, but when your life becomes, you know, in the matter of life and death, and somebody tells you, you know, you're gonna die if you don't keep your mouth shut or something, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas scared, they ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas was like, the nigga sure had something to do with it. Why wouldn't the feds question him? And they was like, would you ever say if niggas who shot Tupac? He was like, absolutely not. I don't blame the nigga. Feel me? Like,
yeah.
I don't blame the nigga. And if he ain't had nothing to do with it, and he said, nah, I wouldn't tell niggas neither. Like, that's plain with your life. But supposedly niggas shot at him or whatever, you know. You don't know how true that shit is.
Well, I don't know because, didn't Suge get knocked out by a local nigga?
Yeah, I heard some nigga caved his face in. I did hear that somebody gave him the business in the club. It was like the niggas, sugging the niggas, bumped the nigga, some shit like that. The niggas thought it was all good. Niggas walking away. Niggas just got up and just caught the nigga shook. Good night, nigga. Niggas had to...
Head that nigga out, put that nigga in the sleeper.
Yeah, niggas had to try to wheel him out on a gurney to get him in the car.
And then at that, what makes matters even worse, he's a tough guy. He's now trying to sue the guy who hit him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. And then there was a rapper there that he said that he's trying to sue the rapper because security, he's trying to sue the rapper in the club and saying that security let this guy in with a gun.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what kind of pussy shit is that?
Oh, man.
You tough.
Oh, man.
You run the blood in the Chris. What's going on?
I got a question. Now, if Pac was alive and he reveals himself as being alive, how you think the world would react?
They would be like, this nigga probably got Biggie Smalls killed. A lot of shit. Niggas just start thinking a lot of shit like, well, what did this nigga do? He probably got Big killed. Like, niggas would be like, just look at the nigga like, wow, what kind of like, they probably wouldn't understand, like, why he did what he did. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If he's alive.
You think people would be happy that, you know what I'm saying? Because, all right, now, this nigga back, he's going to be back to the mic, he's going to be back to the plate, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be back to the fame and shit, where he always has been, but now he's just going to be physically seen. People going to be like, nah, nigga, fuck you, out of us, you're a piece of shit. And you caused big death. And you caused the notorious B.I.G.'s death. Get the fuck out of here. Go back to wherever you came from and stay quiet again.
I don't know if they would do that, though, because I still think Pac is the greatest.
Pac is still considered one of the greatest, but hey, if one of the greatest let you down, how would you feel?
Word.
Yeah. That's your right
about
that. I guess you're right about that.
Got a point.
I think I'd be pissed as fuck. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I wouldn't bang out his music or nothing because I still bang out Pac's music up to this day. But I'd be pissed as fuck if Pac came back out. He's like, oh, nah, I was on some other shit. I was just bugging for the past 10 years. I just wanted to, you know, fuck with y'all on that whole Machiavelli tip. I'd be like, fuck you, nigga. You a piece of shit. You really don't realize how much world terror you caused. And I mean, and it's not just, you know what I'm saying, in the States, that shit happened around the world. Yeah, exactly. How many fans of Biggie and Pac fought against each other just because of that whole controversy of East Coast and West Coast shit went down?
Yeah, niggas died for that. This nigga is arguing It's just like, yo, Pac is better. No, Biggie's better.
This niggas that
an argument.
Have nothing. This niggas that didn't even have nothing to do with it. No reason to do anything niggas did, and niggas is dead.
Yeah.
Well, that shit was crazy. Go figure. Not with nothing.
You know what? I don't give a fuck what y'all say. If Pac was alive, I'd be like, yo, dog, I want to hear you on a D block. I want to hear him and D block just flow on a hard ass beat with Bully and Snipe and, you know, the Locks.
He got a track out with Jada where he's saying Jada's name in it. They got track out with Jada saying Jada's name in it.
Yeah,
really?
the album with on that Eminem and Dr. Dre put out.
Yeah.
Poor nigga. Poor nigga or some shit like that.
See, now that shit right there.
You hear
him. Jadakiss wasn't out in 96, was he?
Hell yeah. Bad Boy.
Oh, he was?
Bad Boy.
Jada?
Bad Boy.
Oh, yeah.
That was when there was LOX.
Well, yeah. Bad Boy. They was there. They was just getting out, nigga.
And he came at Jadakiss?
Nah, he didn't come at him. He just said his name on the track. Like, he said Jada. Jada.
Like, as Jada's getting on the track, he's like, exactly where it does, he goes, Jada in the back and shit. So it makes it seem like it's up to date, like, Pac's still alive. Wow. That's tricky right there. I don't know if they got a program or some shit. I'm sure they do, because technology is crazy.
Yeah, it is. When I heard that, I'm like, what? What the fuck did you say? I know he didn't say Jada. Okay.
Well, it's funny. Y'all also that David Chappelle special.
Which one?
When they was playing one of Tupac's, we like, yeah. And then nigga talking about, I get down like CJ from San Andreas.
Yeah.
I wrote this long time ago in 94.
Yeah. No, that nigga was just ahead of his time. Now, with that Denver Broncos shit, I don't know about that one. I don't know how he guessed that.
Yo, another...
What do you mean?
What? I had a song where he's talking about the movie Armageddon. Now, this is all shit that happened after he's dead. He got a song where he's talking about the movie Armageddon. And he's, like, congratulating the Denver Broncos for winning the Super Bowl the year they won it. This is all after he was dead.
Really?
Yeah, this is all after he was dead.
Yo, but you know they still got some shit. They got a thing, of like a website, that is something, it'll say, like, it's like Tupac. What was his real name? Amor Shakur or some dumb shit like that. That there's still poems being recited by Tupac Shakur himself. But supposedly he got a brother that looked just like him. That doing all this shit for him.
That's what I'm saying about the Black Haze nigga. You heard about the Black Haze nigga?
Yeah.
So what, that's Tupac on the wall. Or Tupac is making his music or some shit like that. He's ghostwriting for him. The nigga sound just like Pac. Like, sound just like this nigga. God, like you would swear that's him. Like, they saying he's ghostwriting for him or some shit like that.
Shit, and you never know. Only they know the truth. That's the fucking worst part. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Only Pac, God, and Suge know what's really going on right now.
Yeah.
Word.
I would like to know what's going on. I think that, nigga. Prove me wrong.
You think Snoop, he knows some information that nigga just don't say shit that nobody could.
You see that shit on TV when they, When Snoop said he said some shit like that. He was like, the nigga in the car killed him.
Oh, word.
Because the police was like, they caught up with the nigga or whatever. It was like, yeah, you got any information on who shot, what's it called? He was like, who you think shot him? Like, you know what I mean? Right. And then he was like, the guy in the car shot him. He was like, then the cop was like, well, you saying the guy in the car, Suge Knight was in the car. You saying Suge Knight shot him? Like, what the fuck did I just say? Like, like, all right. Snoop beefing with Spider Lope.
Nah, Lord, for what?
Yo, you ever seen Cocaine City?
Yeah.
Nah.
I got this Cocaine City. I think it's like Volume 8 or some shit. These niggas getting on Jim Jones hard, and they from The Rock and shit, talking about, oh, that he got confronted, that he was a blood. You know, nigga pulled out. He was like, yo, let me see your tats. Let me see your blood. He was like, nah, I ain't blood. Got all scared and shit. Niggas took his own chain and shit. Had to make it. It's the same volume.
I heard Jim Jones paid to be blood.
Yeah, I heard that same shit too. And then they got Lil C's on that bitch fucking dancing butt naked, like drunk and dumb and shit, making them look silly as fuck, bro.
Oh,
yeah, dog. Nigga like in his towel, dog, dancing in front of all his niggas and shit.
Ew.
Yeah.
Or dancing in front of his niggas.
Yeah, like he's circling around giggling and shit, like he just hopped out the shower and nigga flashing everybody, like there's niggas and bitches in the room and shit, and he laughing, giggling, and niggas like just, I don't know, hits a circle and starts laughing, and everybody cracking on this nigga, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck, yo? I thought this nigga was supposed to be like hardcore gangster and shit, and saying roll with me, I thought he was tough.
Did y'all hear that Mano song, 2009 predictions?
Nah,
who?
I'm really not a Mano fan.
Oh, yeah, yo?
Nah,
Mano.
I heard that shit.
No, Mano.
Mano.
Oh, no.
It feels pretty funny, man.
Y'all heard Lil Wayne singing yet?
Singing?
What? Oh, I swear to God, and I don't swear to God, I never do this.
What's the name of the track?
I'm gonna get it for y'all, because my boy is the one who showed it to me. This nigga showed this to me yesterday. Listen, no auto tone, no nothing. When y'all hear this, you're done with Lil Wayne. Even if you really didn't like him, you're gonna completely like say, all right, this nigga's complete garbage. garbage, son. Like I wipe.
Tell me you got the track there now. Please tell me you got it now.
My, you know what? Yo, I'm gonna call the station right back. I'm gonna call up, dude. I'm gonna ask him what the title of that track is.
All right,
one.
Yo, right now we're gonna get into this Mano predictions of 2009. You might like this, SD.
I like how I get right to it. Listen, 08 was great if you was on your grind, but I'ma tell you what's gonna go down in 09. Sit back, better listen to this. I'm a psychic, I'ma tell you things that I predict. This year, everybody's looking for a winner, but things gon' get worse before they get better. Ain't much gon' change, economy is still fucked. When we gon' learn, the Knicks gon' still suck. Rappers lame, they still gon' beef hard. This year, somebody gon' get killed on World Star. Damn retards, man, they all whack. They still screaming, he gotta ring to y'all back. I predict things, I bet you'll see. Angela Simmons gon' lose her virginity. Controversy, the facts come through me. Watch Amy Winehouse mess around in OD. Come look in my crystal ball. I see rappers still getting robbed tomorrow. I'm aware what I say might piss you off, but you the same lame you was from the year before. Reality shows happen, shit. Garbage this year, real and chance is coming out the closet. A lot of entertainers is begging for the jail this year. Remy Ma gon' win her pill. In New York, labels still ain't giving niggas deals. I mean, Cassie's bad, but she never gon' sell. My vision getting clearer. Tell me, mirror, mirror, cause I see Lil Wayne getting more with her. Music ain't telling how these niggas gon' still fly. Model chicks still lying about they butt shots. What about the white girl? Which one? Anyone? Hilton, Lohan, Hogan, Kardashian. I predict they gon' get senseless press this year. We gon' see more girl and girl sex. Ask me a question, I'll tell you what the future say. Foxy is finished, she gon' come out with a sex tape. Who gon' break up or who gon' stay together? Chris Brown and Rihanna won't make it to September. Jay-Z gon' have a baby Beyonce. I bet you we see more tighter clothes on Kanye. Got a feeling that Cam, he gon' pop back. The young bird still won't get his chain back. Love Obama, the times is political, but all year we expect expect a man to make a miracle. Cops gonna still shoot his hand, get away again. Al Sharpton going marching, not do a thing again. Another book by Superhead is coming soon about how to suck dick using auto-tune. More people saying hip-hop is over, but we finally gonna see 50 on Oprah. Anything you wanna learn, I'ma let you know. It's predicted that I'ma be the next to blow. This year, I'ma win and you can bet that. They still gonna say, he cool, he ain't all that. High hater, had to say it one more time. This just my prediction for 09. DJ White Owl.
Okay, I ain't gonna win. No, because I ain't here to know. I was waiting for it.
Because I wanted to see what you had to say.
All right. What do you thought about that, Fresh?
What, that track right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, do me a favor, don't play it again.
I said don't play it again.
Don't play it again.
I'm just saying. Don't play
it again.
I'm just
saying. Don't play it again. Yo, what's the name of that track, dog?
Nah, this nigga ain't much pickup, but I'm...
Let me see if I can find it.
All you're going to do is start laughing. The way the song starts off, it starts off kind of hard, like it's going to be like some hard rap. And when he first starts going, it's like he going slow, like he'd be on some like Chris Brown, like you heard that popping joint, where he kind of like talking, you know what I'm saying, not really kind of like rapping, just talking. But then this nigga just starts literally singing. Like some like Jodeci, Boys to Men, immature singing type shit, and the nigga just sounds so horrible, guy. Like you could tell he's trying.
I mean, he already has that retarded voice, that I'm Lil Wayne.
and it's not even like when you hear the track, it's not even like you're nodding your head, dog. When my man Slater, he was like, "Yo, listen, this track, shit, fire, dog." The second I heard it,
fire.
Yeah, he was like, dawg, listen to this track, bro. It's fire. Some new Lil Wayne shit. You're going to love it. Dawg, when I heard it, I could not stop laughing. I hadn't even burned in 2 days. And I was on my ass laughing, dog, because this nigga was that hilarious, bro. If you hear the way this nigga actually sings, you're like, all right, your career is done. It's done. Just stop.
Career is done. Just stop it.
You're done. Now I really feel like motherfuckers, like... It's almost kind of good in a sense of way because it's kind of looking at, like, all right, because he's a rapper, he can sing.
Is it new? Is it new?
Yeah, it's pretty new, dog. It's
was he singing new. On stage?
Nah. This is just, like, it was just on a CD. It was on a track.
It was never like mixtape.
Nah, dog.
I don't think he would.
No, dog. Because this shit right here, literally this shit right here would embarrass his whole career, dog. Literally.
Really?
I told my boy yesterday, I was like, dog, copy this shit for me and let me get a copy of this because I'm going to blast that shit all over MySpace and embarrass the fuck out of this nigga. I'm gonna word. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Wayne myself. I think a lot of his tracks are hot, but when I heard that shit, I was like.
Wait, was he singing it at the Grammy?
Nah, he wasn't singing no Grammy. It was just on some track, man. Just some track that he was trying doing, like he was trying some singing shit, like seeing how his vocals was and shit. And I'm not talking about the auto tone because the auto tone helps him out in a lot of tracks. I'm talking about he was literally trying to sing, like some American Idol type shit, nigga. Like
this
sounded like
problem.
Fuck you, Wayne. Get the fuck off the stage. You's a rapper. You not a singer. You ain't even a rapper. You got someone else writing this shit for you. Yeah, it's an embarrassment. Come on, man.
Okay, it says first Kanye, now Lil Wayne singing.
I'm telling you.
They called his nigga a prom queen. Let me read this off real quick. 50 Cent took to a video blog to discuss the recent events with Rick Ross. Started off by mocking Lil Wayne, saying, "You all caught me. I was working on my new rock album." 50 explains that he listened to Rick Ross' appearance on Shady 4-5. And 5th says, "I don't know these niggas. Niggas think this is an opportunity to create energy or excitement for the actual release of their record." 50 says he understands but it will be the kind of attention that when it goes away, you go away completely. Like, there is nothing left for your ass. Done. 50 pauses to warn Ross, saying, your company, the system might feel it's a good idea for the moment, till they realize I won't stop. There is no one in control of me. Like, I do what I want to do. The G-Unit General says, I'm deciding to fuck up your life. Rick Ross, I'm going to fuck your life up for fun, saying he has done this a few times. There's a list of niggas. 50 hints at his tactics, saying he paid for the transcripts of Rick Ross court case.
Oh, man.
Admitting he only wanted his address. The video shows the documents from the trial, Rick Ross awards, officer, training, certificates, and more. 50 finished his video blog by saying he is going to Venezuela, and when he gets back, he has to finish a few songs with M and Dr. Dre in the studio. And when he is done, he's going to continue with his mission. 50 didn't forget to leave out DJ Khaled, or Khaled, saying he's a faggot. Oh, man. He's not even going to bring M into the beef. This is crazy, man. We get to see what M, if M still has it.
Yeah, all right. Fuck with M if you want to.
I don't know. I ain't like that nigga's album, though.
Who?
That's me, nigga. That's fresh. I ain't like his new album, dog, personally.
Who
new
album?
He said whose album?
Oh, M.
When did it come
out? That shit already came out, nigga. You ain't get the leak yet? What the fuck? How the hell you not getting that shit before me?
Nah, I ain't been on it like a week and a half, but I was told it got pushed back.
That's what I was told, too.
Nah, my man's, I don't know how he got a hold of it, but that was new shit. That nigga played it. I ain't like it. I told him to turn it off. Then he put on some Lil Wayne singing shit. I was like, I ain't even take that.
Oh, wait. You mean one of his new songs?
Nah, I'm talking about his whole new album.
Oh, his
nigga.
Whole album. Wow.
And that's what I mean. He could be on some fucking shit, and then it could have been just a, you know, a mixtape, but as far as I'm concerned, that was the album, and it was garbage.
Damn, I ain't hear nothing about no fun shady album coming out.
Yeah.
Nah, he definitely, I mean, I know that's definitely coming out, so I know there's definitely one coming out.
Lil Wayne is giving up being an MC.
Oh, shit. Hey, hold up 2 seconds. I got my dude on the other line right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says Lil Wayne is giving up being an MC. He said it. I ain't rapping no more. We declared during a light moment in the studio with Jim Jones recently. I'm singing. I'm about to get some dance moves. Oh, man. This guy's a faggot. He says, I'm gonna get Chris Brown to teach me some shit. Weezy revealed cartwheels as some of choreography. Nah, he said. Seconds later, with a grin, I'm fucking with y'all. I'm keeping it coming. He said about his rap career. When you love to make hip-hop as much as the fireman does. Oh, dog, I thought Dragon was a fireman. Let's not get it fucked up. There's no way you can give up the mic at just 26 years old. It obviously doesn't mean being afraid to expand, though. The headliner of the current I Am Music tour touches on a myriad of fucking his music. So why are people so surprised when talk about Wayne Rock album came up last week? Fuck that nigga's going to singing.
What the hell is that rock shit?
Wayne is coming out with a rock album.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he already came out with that shit, though. Yo, I got the mixtape where that track's from. I don't know the title of it, but I can give you the mixtape it came from. It's the hottest nigga under the sun. Go to Baptist.com.
That pick worked. I've been trying to tell this nigga to go to that pick, but he didn't want to fucking do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, go do that shit, put in Lil Wayne, the hottest nigga under the sun, and look up on that fucking mixtape, and you're going to hear that shit, God. Push, I think it's like number 14 or some shit, like number 14, number 16. And I promise you, if you don't laugh, Nigga, you was feeling that shit. I don't know. You was feeling that shit. You was on some homo shit.
So what you're saying is anybody, any nigga that's listening to this and he likes it, like, that shit is hard. He's a homo. He's borderline gay.
Yeah, dog. Cause the way, you know what I'm saying, the way me and my, you know what I'm saying, me and my homeboy was talking, we was like, oh, well, people got started liking it just because Lil Wayne. I was like, nah. I got to understand if a bitch likes it because a bitch is like, oh, wow, Lil Wayne, he's trying to sing. And that's kind of cute. All right, no, not on a nigga's level. If a nigga's like, oh, shit, so you heard that Lil Wayne singing, dog? No, son, I am I'm one of the biggest fans of R&B, son. I know all my history with R&B, but when it comes to that now, so that was garbage. Get the fuck out of here.
Garbage, yo. What's the album?
The Hottest Nigga Under the Sun.
Alright, The Hottest Nigga Under the Sun.
I'm telling you, dog, this just fucking, it's like, man, I mean, like Tyrese tried rapping. Dog, rapping's not for you. Singing and acting is this thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just not made for some people. But don't embarrass yourself.
That's different, nope. Though. Going from singing to rapping is different than going from rapping to singing, dog.
Oh, no, that's a big difference, dog. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like, T-Pain and Tyrese, I don't get on them like that. I just give them their props for trying because not everybody can rap neither. It's not easy rapping. People think, oh, it's just talking. Nah, it's really not. You got to be creative and know what the fuck you're going to say. But at the same time, you got a motherfucking one of the hottest rappers out in the game right now that's been in the game for a minute, but it's one of the, like, top idols right now for, like, the hip-hop industry and shit. Singing like that guy? Come on now, son. Are you trying to embarrass yourself? The whole rock and roll style that he's got going on now? I dig it, dog. That shit sounds hot. That shit sounds, that's new. That's going
to
get a different type of generation.
He's trying to take what that nigga next be doing with that rock out.
Yeah, he trying to be on some Kanye shit because Kanye got everybody involved. Son. Lil Wayne just got the...
Yo, is it called Let's Get It?
It might, dog. I'm telling you, man. Soon you
hear
it.
Number four? No, number 14, right?
Yeah, it's like one of the, like, the last tracks. Like, I know it's like 10 through 19, something like that. It's like around 14, 15 or some shit.
Alright.
So you gotta listen to the whole, I mean, that album itself, that mixtape is good. Just that one track is like, bro, why did you do
everyone.
That? Yeah, it just fucked it up completely. Like, I don't like this nigga no more. I really don't. I really don't. It's like I liked a lot of his music. Now I listen to it, and I just think about that nigga singing. I just laugh at the nigga, like, yo, you funny. That's it.
Hey, but at the end of the day, when you look at it, his singing ain't for us, nigga. It's bitches.
I definitely dig that. I mean, like I said, I still like some of his tracks because he do say.
Still, that don't justify it. Like, nigga, you ain't no singer, nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why would you book? You say you talk about no homo and shit like that, nigga. Why are you singing, dog? I mean, son, did you really fucking push playback and listen to what the fuck you just did? Or did you just lay it down? He was like, oh, yo,
yeah,
that shit roll.
He just laid it down and told them niggas to mix it while I'm not here.
Word.
Well, nigga needs to get his money back because that motherfucker's got his ass.
Is that it?
Nah.
Not it?
Nah.
Not love?
Nah. It might be something like that, though.
Yeah. Hey, Trey, I got you. And I'm still caught up,
The way it starts real slow, like he's rapping real slow, and then he starts singing. And he's like, girl, and tries to stretch it out like he's really singing.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
This might be it. This is so. Is this it?
Let it ride.
not. That's not. He's talking about December or something like that. Is that it?
Nah, that's not it. Right. It's not even, put it this way, it's not even a hot beat on the track, son. It's like, it's just 100% pure garbage. I don't know.
This is how I get hot.
Oh, it's so good.
But this beat is hot, so it's probably not this. Nah, that's not it.
That's definitely not it. I'm telling you, you'll know when you hear it, though, because it starts off like a fucking R&B type joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga doesn't go hard at all. This nigga is going soft the whole fucking time.
Is it playing a lot? Is it piano?
You guys are faggot.
You guys are faggot.
This is it. Hold on. That shit, nigga.
This guy's a homosexual, dog. I'm
did.
Sorry. Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to get to the beginning. Oh, let me just put this on.
Jesus shit.
Man, this guy's a fag.
He found it.
So, yeah. Hold on. Tell me if you can hear it good clearly.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's the
hair
track.
I can't hear it good, though.
You can't even hear it good?
Nah.
It's not the rock star, John. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Does it pitch on the track too?
This right here. This right here.
Yeah, it is, nigga. Oh, shit. Let it ride. I think that's it right there. Yeah. That's it, nigga. That's it right there. One thing though, there's a DJ that put on a fucking, it's a mix,
Yeah, get that shit right now. It's called So Magical. Lil Wayne with Kanye. It's the track to Lollipop, but with a different beat and a different hook. That shit goes hard, though.
And what's that, on Death Trip?
Nah, it's just called So Magical. You can get that shit anywhere. Go to fucking LimeWire, FrostWire, whatever. Put it So Magical, and it's going to pop up Lil Wayne featuring Kanye West. That shit go hard. That beat and the hook. No way they put it with the Lollipop track and everything. That shit go real hard. But other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? That you hear this? Like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, man. Cause all I could think of was the whole 50 disc when he got him. You know, he chopped him up on that Louisiana move, and now him singing like. Yo, this is like Ja Rule in the fucking makings right here, dog.
Ja Rule all over again.
And
all over again.
And 50 demolished Ja Rule, and I really would hate to see that. I thought...
50 started doing the same shit Ja was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
I ain't gonna try to take him out just to use his staff.
Yeah, that makes no sense. At all.
He was...
Crack him out!
He was smashing on Jado.
Nah, he embarrassed the shit out of him.
And I don't even like 50. And he was smashing on Jado.
Nah, he embarrassed the shit out of him.
What about what the fuck is this guy's name? Banks. Lloyd Banks. Is he still got it?
Who?
Oh, I ain't heard nothing from him.
Man, well, you about to hear something from him right now, nigga.
Oh.
But wait a minute, you gotta tell me, like, what sounds... like a track you would want to listen to.
If it's not a freestyle, I don't want to hear it from that.
Alright, so I'll put freestyle on. I got some freestyles.
Two G's up, hold the spot down. Niggas turn me back on the click. We all we got now. My dedication solid as a rock now. Everybody standing on top, getting knocked down.
DJ, right out, right out.
Like a nigga now. Something like a motherfucker. Wipe a nigga down. Right back with another one, fight back to my number, son. I don't trust my kinfolk, it's like that where I'm coming from. I'm Jamaica's number one, I'm semen in they bubblegum. Semen in your baby mom, she having undercover fun. Keep a pretty broad around, magnet when it come to them. Imagine what they do to roll, grabbing the pursuit of pole. Arrogant with too much gold, actually your Puma old. Show me the money, dog. Cuba good in junior roll. Moving like a goonie, so the jealousy don't move me much. Militant maneuvering and Buddha with the windows up. Put on a pedal heavy, pushing like they after me. Could have been dead already. He got another path for me. Music ain't half for me. They half lame, half whole. There's big names in this rap game. They rats though. I'm about cash flow. Fucking they're recording. It gets no fly. It's like jumping over Jordans. Two G's up, hold the spot down. Niggas turn me back on the click. We all we got now. My dedication solid as a rock now. Everybody standing on top, getting knocked down. Wipe a nigga down, you run style. I don't run it wild. Riding around town in a couple hundred thousand.
DJ, white
nigga,
guy.
I'm in a hurry, I'm as grimy as it gets. Believe me, they've been worried, I'm a one-man army. James Bond with the balls, with collateral. I can change cars with the stars, a phenomenon. First thing I did when I got the paper, put my mama on. Now I'm gone, on Bahama lawn. I'm on Montana strong, I did it, that's who. Get in my way, I crumble, I'm murder my tattoos. Fuck authority, they want a nigga life script. Penitentiary vice grip, and hit with the knife stick. Stuck with the ice pick, I'd rather have a nice flip. Sagging out the white whip, Manhattan lights and nice shit. Bragging rights and white chicks, having nice and flight trips. Made a complete life switch, stumble onto the right pitch. Rounds on you. I made the PL crown. Remained a proud owner. You've been dead. Foul odor. Two G's up. Hold the spot down. Niggas turn me back on the clip. We all we got now. My dedication solid as a rock now. Everybody standing on top. Getting knocked down. Blah. How you like a nigga now? Something like a motherfucker. Wipe a nigga down. You must die. I don't dumb and running wild. Riding around town in a couple hundred thousand.
What do we get for that one? Is that a, or is that a no?
That shit was not all that.
It wasn't. It's not the Lloyd Banks that I know.
Nah, it was nothing to go crazy for.
And I haven't been on MySpace in like weeks. Well, actually,
well,
like
then,
a week and a half. But it's like when I got on MySpace, I was happy. I'm like, oh yeah, I know my mobster's money is up there. And when, as soon as I get on mobster, it's talking about, oh, it's not working. I'm pissed off.
Yo, I ain't gonna watch it that long. Oh my god. Speaking of mobsters.
What are you waiting for?
I gotta go on MySpace like every other day. If not, bro, I get like 30 messages built up and I can't take that shit, dog. And you'd be sitting there forever trying to reply to messages and they'd be fucking responding like within like seconds, so it makes the messages even longer and shit, and they're like, damn bitch, hold up, you know what I'm saying, I just wrote you back. Give me a minute to read my other messages.
Mm-hmm.
Shit get annoying, God. I'm about to delete that shit.
Well, MySpace?
Yep. Kinda got addicted to the Facebook.
See, I don't like Facebook. Facebook is, I don't know, man, it's just can't really do much. Can't be as nosy as you can be on MySpace.
Actually, it's more nosy. The only, I think, the biggest difference is they don't have fucking music on Facebook. And they don't got, like, blogs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could write on a nigga's wall, but what's fucked up is if you have a bitch write up on your wall, be like, oh, what's up, boo, and shit, and then you trying to holler at some other bitch, that other bitch gonna see that, she gonna be trying to holler at me, this, that, and the third, and you're like, nah, she just, ah, man, that shit could be complicated, real.
So it's like, so it's kind of like Moco space, then.
Right, exactly. But it's actually kind of hot, though. I mean, don't get twisted. I mean, they got the, you know, the quick little instant messenger shit, and saying you can do some shit up on that, but I don't know. MySpace do be jumping off sometimes. I can't front. I be digging MySpace, dog. Meeting all kind of people on that bitch.
Yo. Y'all for some chat line?
Fuck you.
You up for the chat line, SD?
It's over to me?
Yo.
Yeah.
What happened to y'all Knicks last night, God? Like, what's really good with y'all? Like, I mean, is Spike Lee just running the whole New York Knicks now?
Anything that happens, everything, nigga. What you mean?
Jesus. I mean, how does Kobe fucking score 61 points by himself on y'all?
How does Kobe score 81?
Nah, nigga. That was just his highest record that he's ever done. And
that's right. How do you score 81?
He scored 61 points on y'all last night.
I mean, I'm not a Knicks fan, so it wasn't on me.
Well, I'm just saying you up at NY right now, so I gotta say y'all.
Wait a minute. When's the last time he played y'all?
Last time he played us?
Yeah.
I think they beat us, too.
Yeah, motherfucker. And the Knicks suck, so they have an excuse. What's your excuse, nigga?
I don't know. We ain't got no excuse. We good. I mean, we ain't the greatest.
Yeah, and y'all got your ass whooped. So what's your excuse?
I mean, I don't recall getting our asses whooped, but...
Did you lose?
I guess if you want to be technified, yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah, y'all got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Don't be coming at New York.
Don't get mad because one nigga can score 60 points on your whole team. One nigga scored 60 points on the whole team, son.
It doesn't matter.
Yo, that's like fucking...
Niggas is acting like this is not Kobe Bryant that we're talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
True.
I have a question. Who made it to the playoffs? Did your squad make it?
The fuck you talking
who?
About?
Who?
Start yet,
nigga. Oh, you want to start talking about football, nigga?
Yeah, did your squad make it? I mean, we made it. The Eagles, we made it.
Now you a Philly fan?
I'm always been a Philly fan.
I've been a Philly fan.
Let me ask you a question. Did y'all know there was a tie in the game of football? Because I hope y'all ain't as dumb as y'all dumbass quarterback.
Yeah.
But did we get into the playoffs? Yes, we did.
Yeah, but so we just lost the first round, nigga.
We didn't lose in the first round, nope.
We didn't. No, we didn't.
Nope, we didn't lose in the first round. Nope,
yeah,
we didn't lose in the second round.
I was going
What's your squad? What's your squad?
Dolphins all day, nigga. Come on.
Did y'all make it? Whoa! Did y'all make it to the Super Bowl recently?
They made it.
Did we do what?
Made it to the.
When was the last time they made it to the Super Bowl?
The last time we made it to the Super Bowl, shit. Probably.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Dan Marino was alive, nigga. Last time I've been to the Super Bowl was when Dan Marino was there, nigga.
Nah, cause Dan Marino broke all kind of records, but he never took us to a Super Bowl though.
Did he take us to
the
Super Bowl?
Nah, he never went to the Super Bowl. He always lost the second round playoff.
I don't know.
Yeah,
remember y'all winning then.
He's not even like Dan Marino. Dan Marino ain't even shit now because Brett Favre broke all his records.
Yeah, I just had to put that out there because you was coming out of the Knicks, so I had to come into your squad.
Well, I mean, I can come out the Jets. I can come out the Jets, too. I can come out the Jets, too, because
the
Jets ain't make the playoffs because of the
Dolphins. Well, I don't bang with the Jets, nor do I bang with the Giants, but I bang with the Eagles, whether they lose or win.
I bang with them.
Yeah.
Oh, the Eagles? Nah, the Eagles, I fuck with them. I like them, too, myself, when they had Brown. That nigga Brown Russell, well, that's
fucking like myself, red. The nigga Reggie Brown was hurt the whole season.
Yeah.
Niggas forgot about Reggie Brown.
It did.
Yeah, but nigga, how you go
only
from a team that went?
The only one receiver that Donovan actually has. And maybe with the exception of the rookie kid, the Deshaun Jackson.
Sorry, from 1-15 to 11-5, I don't know. That's unheard of right there. Detroit.
That nigga got smacked in the playoffs.
Well, at least we took out two of our rivalry teams, and that's the Patriots and the Jets.
That's regular season, dog. None of that counts.
Worse. That don't count. We talking about getting close to the big game.
Word. Worse.
And
yeah.
My team was the closest to the big game.
The Colts?
We should have fucking.
No, he said the closest.
A game we should have won, but you know.
Oh, nah, yeah. I should have. Was y'all happy that Steelers won the Super Bowl?
That didn't matter to me. I didn't care who fucking won this.
Yeah, because I hate both of them. I don't like neither one of them.
I mean, hang on front. I was rooting for the underdog, though.
You was rooting for Arizona? Rooting
for Arizona?
Harry, my son Fitzgerald was a beast, nigga.
That nigga always go for the underdogs, man.
Gotta go for the underdog in that situation. I ain't gonna be like, let's go Steelers.
Nah, I was like, let's go Steelers, because every nigga wanted to be an underdog, nigga. So I was like, all right, $100, say you lose. Sure enough.
I have, but don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have picked them if I was betting.
I'll tell you what, though. I bet you there's a lot of gamblers out there that was pissed off.
Thinking that the Cardinals was going to win?
Nah, not at that, because when a nigga gambles, because you know the NFL, a national football game is the biggest betted game on ever, and like history is more betted on than racing horses, dogs, all that shit. That's where like the biggest addiction that all the gamblers get into, and they do it by a point spread. Like the Steelers got to cover by 7. Like,
well, yeah, that is true. Like, my boy from ShopRite, he told me that he had, like, a $20 pool, and he could have won $120 if the Steelers would have stopped playing games and ran the ball. Instead, they wanted to keep throwing it at the 2-yard line. And that's when it got picked off and, you know, ran for 100 yards, a 100-yard interception. So he said if they would have just ran the ball and scored right there, he would have won $120, but he didn't because they wanted to play dick around for like 5 times.
So since they didn't cover it, you know what I'm saying? So you like when you go to your bookie, you know what I'm saying? You say, all right, it's you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be 42 points in total, and that's combined both you know scores from each teams and shit. And you say who's gonna be on top by how many? You know what I'm saying? So you're like 42. It's going to be 42 points in the game, and they're still going to come on top, but they're only going to win by field goal. And which exactly happened. Niggas would have won, you know what I'm saying, would have won all his money. But everybody thought that the game in favor was going to be a touchdown over, you know what I'm saying, the opponent and shit. They thought it was going to be more of a blowout than what a close game it was. I know mad niggas that lost a lot from that shit.
Yeah, Fuck that. Fuck that bookie shit. You gotta be too precise with that bookie shit.
Nah, so yeah, I'm from. I know niggas that do fucks with that. So when they put me on to that shit, I was like, I mean, I'll play some.
Fuck that.
No.
Yeah, I'm from.
Knows where my mother lives and shit. You know what I mean? I'm not with all that. But that shit's crazy though. Niggas are. I'm telling you, that shit's real sick, dude. I mean, I've seen dudes get. If you don't come up with the money, guy. Watch the movies, nigga. Watch the movies. That's all I can say.
Yeah, watch the movies.
Watch the movies
where the bookie doesn't get paid.
Yeah, see what happens, and then just imagine real life times five.
Sleep with my hand on my gun. Fuck that. Kill a bookie before the bookie kill you.
Yep.
I'll be at that nigga house soon as that game over and I'm going to lose.
Hell yeah, sitting outside this nigga lab waiting for this nigga to come.
Be like, hey, right, I'm either...
Let me cap this nigga. Let me kill this nigga.
I'm either coming to get this cash real quick. I'm about to murder this nigga regardless. I'm getting paid. I got to run up in this house.
Regardless.
So I'm murder this nigga. Yeah, regardless.
I'm like, yo, you heard the bookie nigga got murdered? Or got somebody owed money?
And then get a hold of that black book that everybody's name is in.
Straight up.
And then go to them niggas and be like, yo, you owe me money. I'm the new nigga. I'm the new nigga. You owe pay up, nigga. Pay the piper.
I'm the new nigga.
Word.
I'm the niggas you niggas need to be worried about.
Yeah.
Partner.
You know, speaking of beef, you know what I never really understood? I mean, I know Nas is into that poverty shit. Like, don't believe in violence. You know, it was fucked up what we doing. I don't dig all that. But as much as Tupac talks shit about him, why'd he ride Tupac's nuts so much? Like, him and Tupac was cool. Like, no,
because it's like it's
like
showing
it.
Respect.
Tupac was a great.
Yeah, I mean, he's showing respect. Like, when you beef. But when a nigga's dead, I mean, you got to kind of show respect.
Even when the nigga was alive, can you name anything Nas did to get back at Tupac?
Nah, he didn't get at him. Nope.
See, but you know what I'm trying to say? It's all about money. It's all about business. If I hear him... You know, shouting out Pac, you know, I know they beef. I'm like, I'm going to probably be like, yo, I fucks with Nas. That's some smooth shit. I mean, you got to know how to make your money. You can't have that hood mentality all the time.
You pussy.
True.
You pussy.
Pussy.
Damn, what the fuck is my Dutch in this bitch, man?
All right, light up, nigga.
Get my mind right in here.
I'm off today. I'm off tomorrow. I got mad new music. 2 albums worth. Got a fucking after the show.
Oh, boy. I'm not even...
I'm over here in the process of adding pictures to the show.
I'm tight, God, because I was
casual. You got SD in his casual wear.
Oh yeah, you gotta get me in the casual wear sometime. And I didn't even want to wear that neither, but I was like, you know what, fuck it.
Ah shit, what the fuck is this, man? I'm about to get all soft and shit.
So I'm tight, cause I just dropped my money.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of me and Cuba.
Oh, nigga.
I'm gonna smash off one more time. Just one more time. Just for goodbyes, that's it.
Yeah, smash. Those was those shoulda, coulda, woulda, wish theories, nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
Experiment. Wishful
thinking. I wanted to, but,
You ain't staring at the picture, pussy?
Nah, nigga, I'm looking at more pictures to add. Can't add that. She's not part of AB. I got this one smooth picture, but you see, like, a piece of her head in it. So it kind of effs it up.
Actually, I got pictures up on, not up on the Light Up Session, but on my page, though. The fucking, with all the pictures up there, you know.
Yeah, nigga, it was hot as hell that day, too. Yeah. His nigga Fresh is in Jersey. Wait, did this nigga, yo, you ain't come for that barbecue, did you?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's in the hood, like, wick checks.
Actually, that shit got pretty deep, though.
That's why I don't do. I don't do those.
Nah, I wasn't that kind of deep, nigga. Shit, but it was perfect, man.
Yeah, it was like all fam. Like, it was all fam.
Yeah. Well, shit.
It was deep with the fam. It wasn't deep, like, you know.
I mean, your mom's plus some other girls was like a bonus for me. You got to understand that.
Your mom's plus some other girls was a bonus for me. How long did it take for you to come up with that? How many times did you have to write that down for it to sound good?
How long it took you to sound just like Spike Lee when he said that shit?
How long did it sound for me to sound like Spike Lee?
And look, you even thought that slow, nigga.
Okay,
you talk like 1 mile an hour.
Okay, bruh. Because I'm making you realize what you just said. That's why I'm talking slow, bruh. Yeah, think about it.
I thought about it, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I thought about it.
You just think about how you said it, though. I know how I said it.
Oh, okay. Make sure, man. Go ahead and, you know. Click back, replay and shit on the fucking
click back,
angry past.
Click over to your girl. I don't want to click over to her yet. I want to make her pay.
My girl.
Make her pay,
nigga. Pussy payments, nigga. You want to know the difference between me and you? I make pussy pay. You pay for pussy.
That's too easy, man. Come on. You don't want to do this, man.
I know your mom's is too easy, niggas. I need a difficult task. So I might slide over to your girl next. She be acting up. She got that Latin heat.
That Latin heat.
This nigga just dumped it on this nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
You can post a photo and look at photos of other
callers. I knew
callers
this asshole was
going to
do that.
Com.
Yeah, nigga.
So many busy signals. We will add another 100 lines to this system in March or April. And in the meantime, call our other national chat line, the American Donut, 712-409-0405.
The American Donut.
You've got the Philly Raven. If you have some, your room number is 1-3.
Yeah, who's in the room?
3.
Who's in the room? Sloppy ass bitch. Here's a retardedness. Who's in a room?
Two.
Zero.
Maxed. Five.
Five.
The job, they know with it. Like, they don't even do nothing. You know what I'm saying? They just do this in their spare time and think this is something fun to do. You know what I'm saying? And they're part of this business, and when someone wants it to blow up, you know what I'm saying, they straight to the top, and that's how we both going to get known. You know what I'm saying? But until then, I can't put their business out there because that person is, I mean, he started.
Facts.
Two.
Yeah, who's in the room? Yeah, that's my shit right there. Beat is hard.
Five.
Kind of like Fresh to Death's mom's head game. Hard. Oh, I was in the room.
She really thought that was me. That's funny, man. Oh, shit. That's the funniest thing in the world.
Now, I'm going to say what's the funniest thing in the world. Your hairline.
Yeah, that is funny. I got a V hairline, dog.
Yeah.
A V hairline.
They got a U-turn for a hairline.
Nigga, you got the horseshoe. What are you talking about?
A horseshoe? That's a U-turn.
Yeah. Oh, I call it a horseshoe.
Nigga said a horseshoe.
What about the cat ears and shit?
The what?
The cat ears.
What's the cat ears?
When it's like both sides of your corners is faded. It's like you on both in the corners, on the both of the corners of your hairline. I call that the cat ears and shit. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Some people go ball on one side, some people go both on both sides and shit.
Yeah. Nigga said the cat ear.
Yeah, the cat ears and shit. The middle stayed there, but the corners started fading away.
Uh-huh.
That's funny as shit.
Oh, man.
So we got the horseshoe, the cat ear, what else we got?
The U-turn.
I call that the horseshoe, though.
No doubt.
That's funny as shit.
Yo.
We got to call it. What you call that nigga that go ball on one side?
Girl. A cul-de-sac.
He's like cul-de-sac and shit. That nigga stupid.
Yo, what'd you say, SB?
What?
He said, yo, my brother said your girl. That's what he calls it.
What about the niggas that go bald in the back?
Your grandma.
I'm glad my hairline's straight, boy.
Mine's, I'm still looking for it.
I thought I was getting the cat ears for a little bit, but not, you know what I mean? That shit came back.
Shut up!
Word.
Shut the fuck up.
And go back to work.
It'll be crazy, son. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody give me a buck 20 so I can get some real.
Did somebody give you a what?
Give me $120 so I can re-up.
Word. Oh, that's what I meant to ask you. What's the, how much is it for an O?
Fuck, told you.
What the fuck is an O?
Don't talk, man.
Oh, my fault.
Fuck, I just told you what the fuck, how much it was, nigga.
Oh. How much? I'll put it like this. If someone sells it for $125, is that a deal?
Is that a deal? Huh? Yeah,
that's
how much it costs, man.
Alright,
yeah, I see what the shit look like.
You getting beat for the extra $5, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, so it's 120.
Yeah.
120. Oh, yeah, let's go, shorty. Where you from?
I'm visiting this girl.
Jersey.
Oh, what yeah, what part?
Camden.
Florida.
Where? Oh, whoa, you in my area. What's going on?
Ew.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go, Sick Lavelle.
Ew.
You got MySpace?
No.
I
figures. It's always too good to be true.
You got a camera phone?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Give me a picture.
5'9".
How much you weigh?
175.
Damn, you a big ass girl, boy.
Nah, dog, nah. That's just right there.
Nah.
Cause you black or Spanish?
That's sickness, brother.
Nah, I'm black.
That's a big ass.
She a red bone too. So I mean, what's your body type like?
I'm thick though.
Okay,
like Queen Latifah, right?
So what's your body?
No stomach.
No stomach. All right, what's bigger on your body? Your ass, your titties, or your forehead?
She said her thighs.
No, my butt and my breast.
Your butt? All right, now.
What size jeans you wear? What size pants you wear?
Hold on.
13?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, do you have poke out, or is it just big thighs?
That's pretty big, shorty.
Do you have poke out, or is it just thick thighs?
That's pretty big.
Oh, you got poke out. Yeah, we might have to
booty on the front and the back.
Yeah.
We might have to get that picture going. Right now you're live on the radio, so you know it is what it is. But
you're pretty big, shorty.
I would throw my number out there, but I don't want people in radio land having my shit.
I'm good, thanks.
No doubt. That's cool. I didn't ask you, but okay.
You're big.
Don't be a hater, dog.
You're a big ear now.
So, yeah, what brings you to the chat line?
She horny, that's what it is.
I think she dips it. I think the thirstiness scared her away.
No, because I said she was a big girl.
She was in Sigleville, though. Sigleville's a hood.
Yeah, that's big.
Is it big?
That's a big ass girl. I like my girl short and skinny.
Word.
With a nice bubble butt. An apple bottom.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. That's why I get along with your mother so well, because that's exactly what she looks like.
I would get along with your mom, but that bitch dead.
I mean, you do it. You can do whatever you do, but like I said, your mom's a real freak.
You could do the same thing, too.
Yeah, my whole block
dead.
My whole block knows
your mom is dead.
But yours isn't.
You know how she died?
I don't know, but your mom's a dead up
whore. Her hood ran a train on her. She got an infection in her pussy.
Yeah, but your mom is dead up.
Passed away. That bitch
dirty
died.
Hood, nigga. Got some dirty
hood. That bitch died in her sleep.
Yeah, you got some dirty, got some dirty hood, nigga.
Dang.
Got some dirty hood, nigga.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. They stuck their dirty dick in your mom's ass.
Oh, man, this guy's a fag.
They started screaming and shit.
This guy's a homosexual.
Well, if I'm a homo, then bend over. Let me fuck you in your ass.
On that note,
faggot.
I'm out of here.
8-1.
Who's in the room? Somebody light up a cup
of
tea.
What the hell is that name? I'm the name of that fucking song.
Yo, Ma, I'm GQ. You're live on the radio. What's good, Ma? Where you from?
Kiss my ass. Fuck you and your radio.
Is she? All right, no doubt. What's up? I love the hate. So where you from, you dusty bitch? You sound like you from North Philly.
What the fuck is that song called?
I don't know. You probably don't have a radio. It is what it is.
I do have a radio.
I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about the clock radio, Shorty. That don't count.
You're a weirdo.
Do you have a radio?
I do have a radio. What is your point?
Hell. You sound ugly, stupid.
Yeah, you sound very disgusting.
That's great.
So you got MySpace?
Oh, here we go. Right here. Yes, I did. Why?
How old are you?
Why?
How old are you?
Why?
I want to see how old you are.
Exactly.
I want to know how old are you?
I'm not interested.
I mean, I'm not interested either because you sound like a lame, but I just want to know how old you are.
Let's keep on moving.
Because you sound young.
Let's keep it moving then.
You sound young, you sound like a lame.
All right, that's what's up then.
I want to see how fat you was.
Everything else is irrelevant.
Can you spell irrelevant?
I sure can.
I want to spell it.
Are y'all
exactly.
Retarded? Like,
exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Get out of here.
Exactly. Stupid. Yeah, pretty much. I sure can. I don't know how to, so I'm going to start singing.
Yo, weirdo.
Shut up.
Hey, yo,
Shorty,
don't you like a nigga that looks
like... Come on, like, for real. Like, go ahead. Both of y'all.
Now she's angry.
No, I'm not angry, though.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
are.
Yo, Shorty, can I ask you a question, Shorty?
I'm not angry, but I'm not interested. No, you
Shorty,
not.
Shorty, don't you like
you
a nigga that looks
like
a...
I'm okay. Thanks a lot.
Shorty, shut the fuck up and answer the question.
Yeah, dog, she's from Philly, so you know how these Philly broads are.
No. I'm dead up. I'm dead up on that shit, man. Shorty, don't you like a nigga that looks in his ass?
Oh, come on, dog.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
9-5.
Love on the party line.
All right, we just added, those of you that are listening, we just added some new pictures to Angry Bastard Radio. You got 6-4. You got SD, LE, 6-4, and GQ, myself, all in the picture, holding guns, holding hand-shaped guns.
Here in the lobby, for the front row, but hot tub.
3.
We're holding, like, fake guns to the, we're just holding our fists to the camera. And then you have LE. You have LE. The oddball, just smiling while we all got this gangster face.
Same, say I'm an OG. Not
11.
0.
Oh, that sounds like you was getting ready to rock.
Oh.
Sound like that dude was trying to rock.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, that was some other lame nigga.
It's worse.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, yo, the girl looking good, and I won't bite that. She said, motherfucker, holler at me just right back.
Shut the fuck
up. I don't know what
chance. One for your mother, two, four, three for me.
One for your mom, two for the show. Come
one
on, man,
you,
you know she's a hoe.
One for you, two for me, and one, two, three for me. Three, four for you. And one, two, three, four for me. Five for you, six for you.
That don't sound like King
Smith. Seven, eight.
That nigga sound like the creator, yo. On
yeah.
Chat line.
You're in the lobby for the front room's press one. You broke your shit. Give me two. Your mom is a nice lady.
Shut up.
Max.
Max.
You're in the lobby for the front
Shut
room.
Up.
For the bulletin board, press two.
Shut
CD,
up.
Press three. Your mom, these nuts, press four. If you want a lusty, bodacious, blonde-haired babe with a buck tooth and bullet wounds and bite marks, press four now. If you looking for a cock at it, acne, bitch, and shit, dry pussy, you definitely have, like, more kids than she has dollars. Press six now. Now. Not now, but right now.
Not now, right now.
Your mom is a very nice lady.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, it's funny, because that nigga just did that in the other room, and I thought he was in the lobby, so I pressed seven.
And
yeah, he definitely got
you
it.
You were in the lobby.
You were in the lobby.
I wouldn't, it wasn't me. Like, fuck with
you. You're stupid. Shut your bitch up.
You were in the lobby.
Stupid motherfucker.
Axed. Yo, that shit got like 30 rooms now and shit. I'm going to add about 10 more on him. 40. Trying to get as many as I know you guys can appreciate my tenacity more of these women. Don't you agree? So, with that being said.
Happy trails.
Yeah, happy trails, nigga.
Happy trails. I hate happy trails. I find myself in the lobby. If you want some, press two for the bulletin board. Watch Ray J. Your mom is a nice lady. For the... Yo, I'm rich as a motherfucker. You wouldn't even believe it.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, like, it just rolls right in. Rolls right on.
Shut your trap, nigga.
I guess it's why niggers kind of stay stupid and dumb because once the obvious truth is around, try to give them a little knowledge. I don't think they can reciprocate. You understand that, nigga?
Spread that word.
Try to educate you in ways to getting more money than standing on the corners, but if you want to remain ignorant or like a tribe of Africans, you can stay in the lobby. And sometimes it's
dumb, nigga.
So I got a question for you. How long have you practiced the creator's voice?
I'm just fucking around. Fuck that nigga.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I mean, somebody got it. You know what I mean? Eddie Murphy sound like Richard Pryor, but you know, I mean, nobody think about that. I mean, niggas is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for these niggas sounding like bitches on this thing. Saying they name bubblegum and shit.
I know.
Bubblegum.
Strawberry, you know what I mean?
Strawberry.
I don't trust no bitches named after fruit or candy or car.
Or car.
My name Lexus and shit, Abby.
Lexus, get the fuck out my face, Lexus. Bring your Pinto right, driving girlfriend over here with two kids.
Shut up.
Oh, funny. What? What? That's why you came in the house, man.
I didn't take medication, but now I did. I feel better.
Who that?
How are you? This
That's
is
a creator.
It's very so seldom I come. I'm like
That's a creator.
Christ. I'm like God in physical form.
Who?
Literally, I come down to bless you guys every now and then with my presence and try to impart upon you guys a gift or two. I don't think some people will understand the gift, but hey, I already knew it. I'm God. I'm the creator. Anyway, do you have a wish, Shorty, sweetheart? Would you like to suck my dick? Would you like me to teabag you? If you want me to rub my balls and down the side of your face, press one.
That's one.
Now.
He was gonna say that.
Now, but right now.
Not now, but right now, bitch.
If you want my dick in your ass, call me later. But forget about it.
When you gonna let me get up in that? Hey.
Oh, come on, nah, dog. She done fucked it up, man. I'm out of here.
You see what you brought up?
Three.
Nah, watching all this good weed getting shipped to America. This is real live documentary.
It's called documentary.
You can't even say it right.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. You caught that one. I think no one caught that shit. But spell it, motherfucker.
Documentary?
Oh, no, not you. The other nigga. Oh, I'm you that said that name? Bitch ass nigga.
Nah,
supposed to be on my team.
What I said was you couldn't even say documentary, motherfucker.
That's yeah, that's what I said, nigga. Supposed to be on my team, nigga.
Fuck up. I'm on your girl's team, nigga.
No doubt. I'm on,
I put a titty in that baby.
I'm on the Cuban Fresh, the Fresh Cuban's, mother's titties.
You on her team?
Yeah, I'm on her team.
Yeah, I'm on her all-star team, too.
Hey, Fresh, what do you got to say about that?
Well, I ain't even paying attention, dog.
Niggas made the all-star team with your mom.
What happened? You know. I teabagged your mom's again or some shit? Dog, you telling me shit I already know? Just, come on, man. Y'all supposed to be talking
about
a quick.
Oh!
Yeah. Hey, yo, you know, when you going to the armed forces, nigga, you bitch ass nigga?
Armed forces? Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
Please don't
call. I don't know. Some shit went down.
Oh, some shit went down?
Yeah, so,
please don't call.
I'm not even sure if I'm going to be going to that bitch.
Don't what happened, that. Nigga?
Well. I don't know how
to do it. I told him I had no record.
13.
3.
I told him I had no record. They end up finding some shit. Now they talking about not letting me go.
Yo, I need some penis. Yo, I need some penis, yo.
What the fuck?
Nah, dude.
12.
2.
No.
What the fuck?
I got my palm on my penis. Nigga said, I need Pepe.
I need Pepe. Yo, who you, Shorty?
Did you say
Jillian? Hey, yo, Ma, where you from?
Yo, Jillian, where you from?
Philly,
how old are you?
How old am I? How old do you think I am?
16.
Nope.
How old are you?
19.
24. You got MySpace?
Nope.
No, do you?
Yep.
What's your MySpace?
MySpace.com/angry_.
Hold on.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
I'm an angry underscore.
Yeah, you should write it down, too. It's a movement. Rap boy, Dave Puff, Kevy Kev,
Never So,
GQ,
Yo,
who you?
What is it?
It's myspace.com/angry_. Bastard.
Weirdo.
Bastard_.
Basically.
Radio. So it's angry_bastard_radio.
Alright.
A lot of bitch ain't writing that shit.
What?
I mean,
Nah, that wasn't me, Shorty. That was that nigga.
And what all that mean?
Well, all that mean, go check it out. It's a movement. We have a radio show, which we happen to be on right now.
My computer ain't working right now. I have to try tomorrow.
All right. You don't have my series, though?
No, I could probably try my friends.
Hey, what's your friends?
I don't know her. I don't know her link. I don't
know.
Her.
How tall are you?
5'5".
How much you weigh?
185.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
In the last bitch,
right? Why niggas laughing? Why niggas laughing?
I'm a chunky girl.
Chunky's in. It's the winter time. Chunky is in.
You chocolate chip chunk?
No. No, I'm white. Sorry, I'm white chocolate.
I will, still go to that link and check our radio show out and spread the word.
All right.
What is that? Still in there. Still a dope. Still that crack.
How many kids do you have?
Money stacks, sell that dope, sell that crack. Hustle hard, money stacks, sell that dope, sell that crack. How many kids you got, Jordan?
He said dress it back up.
What happened?
He said dress it back.
Oh my God. Hey, Shorty, how many kids you have?
Damn, it sounds like she got a playground.
Picture dress it back how it was.
Oh, man, I'm taking this picture off, dog. My lips look greasier than a motherfucker. I'm good. I'm taking that shit off.
That nigga just got finished eating Popeyes and shit.
I'm keeping that. I'm putting that. Just got eating Popeyes.
Get out of here. I'm going to play. Nothing there.
Sound like your kids got kids.
All right, get it.
Hey, grandma.
Get it. Oh, Lord. Let me get it so you can go to bed.
Is your grandma? She only like, what, 25 years old?
Yeah, she got a house full of kids. Yo, Ma, let me guess. You live in the projects?
Bitch on the phone with you. Hey, yo, that's your stepdaddy on the line.
Oh, word.
Like, y'all need to quiet down. I'm trying to talk to your father. Or soon to be father. I'm not going to go over here. I'm not. I sound like SD type, though.
Oh.
You don't like that chill trash, that big old business dog? Like,
yeah.
Nigga coming home from the construction fucking site, nigga.
Yeah, SD. Yo.
Shit. That nigga bullshit.
Now that nigga hung up.
This fucking X-Men movie's crazy, dog. I ain't never seen
what?
That before. X-Men.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
You just watching that shit, nigga?
Yeah, fucking bananas.
Yeah, I just added Matrix, nigga. And we got you on there.
Come on.
Nigga.
Hey, we ain't talking about you, Shorty. Believe me. I'll let you know if I was talking about you.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, go ahead and take care of your kids. Yeah, that's you?
Yeah, take care of your raggedy-ass kids. Those snot-nosed bastards.
I got a good question for you, Shorty. How much welfare are you getting?
Yeah, tax time is coming. She about to get paid for that shit.
That's as funny as hell.
Shorty, how old are you?
You wasn't talking to me. You was talking to the other girl.
Yeah, but I'm talking to you because you sound Spanish.
Okay, so what?
Alright, so how old are you?
I'm 21.
Where you live at?
I live in
outside of the Philly.
Outside of Philly? So were you in Jersey?
No.
Where you at?
I live in Abington.
I told you to get it.
You got MySpace?
No, I got MySpace.
Oh man, you know what? You got a smart mouth. You got a very smart mouth. What race are you?
I'm Puerto Rican, Dominican, and black.
Oh yeah, let's go. Confused. You're confused.
Okay, I am confused. My parents were confused.
Yo, what's your email address, Miss Confused?
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
Well, what's your URL?
Who ya people?
What's
who
your URL?
People?
What's your MySpace, Jordy?
Hold these together and put them in here, baby.
Mine is R.
Hold all them papers together and put it in here.
E E.
Don't put it up. Don't
AOL.com.
1099. Now the rules have changed, and you're the leading lady in his life. Life's
13.
1.
Who the fuck left?
12.
5.
8.
The young and sexy diva is back?
Yes, it is. Dinah. I'm so silly.
You got a nice voice.
I've been just suffering.
Get her ass piece of shit.
Ooh.
Lady.
Yeah, I just sent you a message. Welcome to AB Radio.
All right.
B-K.
What was the message?
F. Huh? Where Miss Confused go?
I'm right here. I'm
sending you stuff.
I just sent you a friend request and I sent a message with it.
Alright. What do your message say?
It says, welcome to AB Radio.
Yo, what's that?
That's what you want to say?
Yeah. Angry Bastard.
What's your message say?
It says, welcome to AB Radio. Angry Bastard Radio. we got a Cuban nigga on our squad. He's actually on the phone right now.
Over the key,
I love you too. Feel so good to be
true. Look, GQ, you hear this? Shorty even sound better than Lil Wayne, dog.
Yeah. Lil Wayne has a singing song. Like, he has a song out that he's singing like a bitch.
Ew, Lil Wayne singing?
Oh, you never heard it?
Thank you. Lil Wayne is a bitch. Fuck Lil
Wayne. Hold on, I'm after. Hold on, dog.
This pony is great.
I'm about to play that track real quick. I played it on the radio, but I'll play it for y'all people.
Wayne Michael Carter singing like a bitch.
Nigga is really singing. He's singing like a bitch. It's funny.
Wayne Michael Carter sings like a bitch on AB Radio. What?
Yeah, he does.
I got it from your mother. Right. Just don't ask questions, just know that she...
Don't ask questions, just know it.
Just know.
It's my God.
It's my God, too, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah, where did Confused go?
I'm right here. I'm still doing
You ain't get on MySpace yet?
No, my computer is off. I'm just turning it on.
Alright, so do you know your link? Last time, better yet, write this down just in case it gets loud in the room or whatever.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to Confused.
Who?
Talking to the Puerto Rican chick.
I'm listening live.
All right, it's myspace.com.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get the space up first.
/
Please.
Angry_
_
Bastard_
Bastard, not the bastard.
Yeah, BASTARD.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Where you put them at?
Radio.
The business paper.
Radio.
Okay. So it's angry_ bastard_ radio.
Got it.
Angry Bastard Radio, though?
Yeah, that's our radio show.
Oh, that's your radio show.
Yeah. I actually added you, so you can actually check out our show that we had today.
Good job with the name.
Yo, I'm about to play this track. I'm only going to play like 30 seconds of it. I want y'all to hear Lil Wayne singing. He sounds very homo-like. I want to hear it from a female's point of view, though. Do you think it's hot?
Play it to your fucking self.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on.
Yo, Harry, get gone. Club up the chick to be fun.
At the bus stop, you had a bus stop, you don't even know that. I ran around the school, I with that suit, like you need a ride, like you need a ride. Where are you from? You know where I'm from, and I'm a girl, I know you, girl, I like you. Girl, I want you
to
from and I'm going to round. I like you, girl, I want you, girl, I want you, girl, I want you, girl. I don't know
how
to
play you, girl. This is no, that song is whack, man. I'm sorry. Ladies, what do y'all think about it? Does he still got it?
Shorty was in shock. They was like, damn. I was Lil Wayne's number one fan before that shit.
Oh, that's what they said?
Nah, that's how they reacted.
I
want to
put it on the other side of my TV.
Hey, yo, any ladies in here heard that song? Damn, I wanted to hear a female's point of view, man.
They didn't want to accept the fact that that was Wayne on the track.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was. Nigga, I bet you hung up.
Nah, I just didn't want to hear
that bullshit, and I muted my phone. Put
on the pillowcases.
Put the pillowcases on. I don't use my good pillow. Put the pillowcases on. You better not be lying to me, man. You better not be lying to me, man. Put them in the fucking car, man. Yeah, man. Better not be lying to me, man. Better not be lying to me, man. Yeah, but this Lil Wayne track right here called Swagger, that might just be hot. I'm not going to play it, but I'm just saying this is hot.
Yeah, she ready when I'm sitting here begging.
Yeah, Shorty, how many kids you got? How many you put in the bed? That's a long-ass story you're going to read to all them kids.
Turn
around. It's like you're having a campfire, you know. A campfire meeting or some shit. Bonfire.
So you have a Cub Scout meeting.
Alright. And I do what you like.
He like that song.
Who does?
You, nigga.
Nah, nigga, I don't like that song. I'm just cracking on the nigga. Nigga sound like he about to throw up. I'm gone. Now, there's this other diss out. It's coming at Rick Ross and Lil Wayne.
He sound like he barred out and he crying on a track, nigga. That's what it sound like. Like, he on some drugs and straight.